wait for your moment when it may never show. No.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to National Liberty Alliance's weekly conference call. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020. We broadcast live every Monday from 9 p.m. Eastern till midnight. If you are listening live over our radio or another network and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you can go to nationallibertyalliance.org and click on our weekly call for instructions to join us by phone, app, or browser. If anyone would like to email a question, you can send your questions to questions, that's plural, questions, at nationallibertyalliance.org. Also, please support our business partners. You can find their banners on the right-hand side of our website, of which the proceeds go to support NLA's effort to save our republic. Also, please support NLA by donating $5 a month or more. Click on our donation tab on the top right-hand side of our website. Okay, we're going to pick up on our Bible reading where we left off last week. And let me see where we're at on that. We're in the book of Matthew, chapter 17. We're going to play the audio here from Alexander Scorby. Matthew, chapter 17.
Chapter 17. And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man, save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come, and restore all things. But I say unto you, that Elias is come already. And they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him, and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is lunatic and sore vexed. For oft times he falleth into the fire, and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceeding sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doth not your master pay tribute? He saith, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, What thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, Of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, Then are the children free. Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take, and give unto them for me and thee.
Okay, tonight the subject we're going to be looking at is Enemies Domestic, I believe it was called. Okay, yeah, Treason by Enemies Domestic. It's 17 minutes, and after that we're going to move right into back to open forum again. So, Enemies Domestic. This is video number 7 in our series of educational videos to instruct the people on the science of government and thereby learn how to have government by consent. This video's title is Treason by Enemies Domestic. Isaiah chapter 14 verses 21 through 24. Prepare slaughter for Satan's children for the iniquity of their fathers, that they do not rise, nor possess the land, nor fill the face of the world with their evil cities. For I will rise up against them, saith the Lord of hosts, and cut off from Babylon the name and remnant and sons and nephew, saith the Lord. I will also make it a possession for the bittern and pools of water, and I will sweep it with the broom of destruction, saith the Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts hath sworn, saying, Surely as I have thought, so shall it come to pass, and as I have purposed, so shall it stand. Maxima Bloor from Beauvais. No man can renounce the country in which he was born, nor abjure the obligation of his allegiance. Natural allegiance. Black's Law. In American law, the allegiance due from citizens of the United States to the native country, and also from naturalized citizens, and which cannot be renounced without the permission of government, to be declared by law. Citizens. Black's Law. In American law, one who, under the Constitution and laws of the United States or of a particular state, is a member of the political community owing allegiance and being entitled to the enjoyment of full civil rights. 14th Amendment. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the states wherein they reside. The U.S. Supreme Court. The citizen or subject owes an absolute and permanent allegiance to his government or sovereign until he becomes a citizen or subject of another government or another sovereign. (4 U.S.C. Subsection 4) I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Every school-aged child pledges their allegiance to the republic every day throughout their education. All local government meetings, level, and sporting events start with the Pledge of Allegiance being recited, and congressional sessions are also opened with the Pledge of Allegiance. It is a daily reminder of an oath that every American is reminded of. The Pledge of Allegiance is not pledging a loyalty to a government, ideology, an individual, or a man-derived republic. It's a pledge to a natural law republic, derived from nature's God. Anyone betraying that allegiance denies liberty and justice for all Americans. They are a traitor to our liberty, and worse, rebellion against God. (5 U.S.C. Subsection 3331) Oath of Office. Every elected or appointed bureaucrat takes the following oath. I, their name, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Jefferson said, "The Republican is the only form of government which is not eternally at open or secret war with the rights of mankind. Therefore, if an individual holding an office of trust, after taking an oath, uses their office to levy war against our natural law constitutional republic, is eternally at war with the rights of mankind, and is guilty of treason by virtue of subversive behavior for the purpose of overthrowing or destroying a lawful constituted government, such person is in bad behavior, should be removed from office, and indicted for treason." All people born or naturalized a citizen of the United States owes an allegiance to our natural law republic and are free to think, believe, and discuss Marxism, communism, socialism, and any other ism they please, as long as they do not advocate, abet, advise, or teach the duty, necessities, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States, or organize or help or attempt to organize any society, group, or assembly of persons who teach, advocate, or encourage the overthrow of our republic, or become a member of or affiliates with any such society, group, or assembly of persons, knowing the purpose thereof being the destruction of our republic, or incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or levies war against the United States, adheres to the enemy, gives aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere. The American Bar Association advocates, abets, advises, and teaches subversion of our republic, teaching all ABA-taught attorneys that natural law has been abrogated via Rule 2 that they authored. The federal judiciary gives aid and comfort to the enemy of our republic by ignoring their oath to the Constitution in order to protect the deep state and their corporations. Most federal judges are ABA taught and uphold Rule 2 above the law of the land. Congress gives aid and comfort to the enemy of our republic by passing unconstitutional codes and statutes written by ABA attorneys. Pre-Trump presidents gave aid and comfort to the enemy of our republic, adhering to an oligarchy contrary to the will of the people. 18 U.S.C. 28-2381, treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres to the enemy, giving them aid and comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall suffer death, or shall be imprisoned not less than 5 years, and fined under this title, but not less than $10,000, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. 18 U.S.C. subsection 2382, misprision of treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States and having knowledge of the commission of any treason against them conceals and does not, as soon as may be, disclose and make known the same to the President or to some judge of the United States or to the governor or some judge of justice of a particular state, is guilty of misprision of treason, and shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 7 years or both. (18 U.S.C. subsection 2382) misprision of treason. Whoever owing allegiance to the United States and having knowledge of the commission of any treason against them conceals and does not, as soon as may be, disclose and make known the same to the President or to some judge of the United States or to the governor or to some judge of justice of a particular state, is guilty of misprision of treason, and shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 7 years or both. 18 U.S.C. subsection 2383, rebellion or insurrection. Whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. 18 U.S.C. subsection 2384, seditious conspiracy. If two or more people in any state or territory, or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or by force to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States, contrary to the authority thereof, shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. U.S.C. subsection 2385, advocating overthrow of government. whoever knowingly or willfully advocates, abets, advises, or teaches the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying the government of the United States or the government of any state, territory, district, or possession thereof, or the government of any political subdivision therein by force or violence, or by the assassination of any officer of any such government, or whoever with intent to cause the overthrow or destruction of any such government, prints, publishes, edits, issues, circulates, sells, distributes, or publicly displays any written or printed material advocating, advising, or teaching the duty, necessity, desirability, or propriety of overthrowing or destroying any government in the United States by force or violence, or attempts to do so, or whoever organizes or helps or attempts to organize any society, group, or assembly of persons who teach, advocate, or encourage the overthrow or destruction of any such government by force or violence, or becomes or is a member of or an affiliate with any such society, group, or assembly of persons, knowing the purpose thereof, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department of agency thereof for the 5 years next following his conviction. If two or more persons conspire to commit any offense named in the section, each shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both, and shall be ineligible for employment by the United States or any department or agencies thereof for the 5 years next following his conviction. As used in this section, the terms organizes and organize with respect to any society, group, or assembly of persons include the recruiting of new members, the forming of new units, and the regrouping or expansion of existing clubs, classes, and other units of such society, group, or assembly of persons. Solution to treason: learn how to simply apply the law. President Trump said, "In America, the people govern, the people rule, and the people are sovereign. I was elected not to take power, but to give power to the American people where it belongs. The problem is that the people don't know how to take and implement that power." Thomas Jefferson said, "I know no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves, and if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise their control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is not to take it from them, but to inform their discretion by education. This is the true corrective of abuses of constitutional powers. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free in a state of civilization, it expects what never was and never will be. An enlightened citizenry is indispensable for the proper functioning of a republic. Self-government is not possible unless citizens are educated sufficiently to enable them to exercise oversight. It is therefore imperative that the nation see to it that a suitable education be provided for all its citizens. Educate and inform the whole mass of the people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty." Join us at National Liberty Alliance to save our republic. Okay, you know, we the people have been lulled to sleep. We've been beguiled, and we've lost our common sense. I mentioned that a little earlier because of the narrative that's constantly being bombarded upon us and our children, and it's hard to even wonder what the truth is anymore. You know, we kind of deep down inside of us, a lot of us know that there's something wrong, and a lot of us see some of the problems to some degree, but we really aren't seeing it clearly enough. what we just looked at tonight, where we just read all of those codes, all of those statutes, all of that information that has come, even in the Constitution, we've seen very clearly what needs to be done to those who are trying to destroy our liberties, to destroy our republic. Look at Marxism is the destruction of our republic. We have a natural law republic. We're the only nation of the world that has a natural law republic. It's a lawful republic, the only republic in the world that is lawful, period. There are many republics. We looked at this a week or two ago, that there are many different republics in the world. You know, China's a republic, Russia's a republic, Iran's a republic, Iraq's a republic, and so on. Cuba, I think, is even a republic. But in any event, they're all unlawful republics. They are republics that are created by man to control man. You know, you are the only one where we have made a covenant with God through the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was a covenant with God, the prayer to God to be under His law and thereby receive His liberties. And God blesses us with those liberties as long as we live under that law. But we have strayed far, far away from our founding roots, and it's time to take it back. And I look and I see what's going on, and I see a lot of people returning back to God. You know, everybody's been sort of afraid to even mention the name of Christ. But I see people are coming back. They're realizing one nation under God. That's who we are. We are a republic underneath God. So the power comes from God to the people through the Declaration of Independence, which is that covenant. And we ordained and established this Constitution for the United States of America. And so we made the law for the states and for our federal government. And we laid out the structure of our government, and we laid out the powers and the authorities that they have. And they can go no further. But they've gone far beyond the powers and the authorities and the jurisdictions that we gave them. And we need to take it back. And then that's why we're doing this Republic Review. And it's so important to get involved with this Republic Review. And if you're not the person who can articulate this and go and talk to these people in your state legislators, that's okay. Support the person in your state or the people in your state that is doing that. Support them and be behind them. Be part of that process. Build your committees of safety in your county and get organized. Take back the political process. Take back the judicial process. Take back our nation. The committeeman, the power and the authority of the committeeman is one of the most powerful offices because it controls our government. That's where we have consent by government. No individual, with very few exceptions, there is a few exceptions that people can get around, but it's very difficult. No individual gets on to the ballot to be elected to any office without going through the committeeman. You cannot get onto it. And who are the committeemen today? They're not elected. They're controlled by the powers that be. It's a top-down structure. We've got to bring it back to the grassroots and make it a bottom-up structure. But the committeemen decide who's going to get onto the ballots. The committeemen interview these individuals who are interested to run for offices within your political subdivision for whatever office they're running for, whether it be a state office, on a legislative body with a governor or someone, or if it be on a federal level, representative in Congress. It is we, the people, through the committeemen, the elected committeemen, who makes that decision. And all these people going in, you know, it's been always the criminal on the right or the criminal on the left. That's been our choices. And they don't want anyone that's going to be lawful in office. That's why the deep state is so deep. But in any event, the committeemen control that. And when we put someone into office and they're doing something that we don't like, and we come together as the committeemen decide to correct this problem, it takes one phone call from the county chairman, one phone call, to say, I want to meet with you. We're going to have coffee and sit down and talk about a few things. Do you want to do this on Thursday, or is next Monday better? And trust me, they will meet with you. And when you sit down and lay the law out, you know, you're violating your oath. You're doing this, that, or the other thing. Or you've got a commissioner that you appointed, and he's not obeying the law. We tried to correct him. He's not listening to us. You put him in office. And if you don't fix that problem, we're taking you out of office, and we're taking you out now. we will recall you, and you'll be out of office in 90 days, and we'll have a new individual coming in. That's the power and the authority of the committee man. That's government by consent. We could do that to judges. We could do that to anybody elected. Let's put it that way. Anybody appointed, we go after the individual who appointed them. Now, in the case of federal judges or other individuals also, it doesn't matter, the grand jury can indict. If you have a judge, a federal judge, who was appointed by the president and approved by Congress, and Congress is not doing their job to take this judge that's in bad behavior out of their office, then we, the people, can do it. We can do it through an indictment. And when we indict them, they are removed from their office. Again, the power and the authority of the people. We, the people. We ordained, we established this Constitution for them. We've laid out the jurisdiction, we've laid out the powers. In Article 1, Section 8, we've given Congress certain powers to write certain laws. We give them 18 powers. 17 powers to write certain laws in certain areas, and the 18, well, you know, to lay out the process of what those laws is, but the power to make that law comes from the 18th power to write that law. So, anything outside of that authority, or outside of the authority of the Constitution, they do not have the authority to exercise those things. And we can shut them down if they do step outside the authority we've given them. The problem is people have lost their way. We've been beguiled, like I said. We've been lulled to sleep. We've been coming under the narrative. It's time to change the narrative. Last week, I think it was, we did a little study on the difference between democracy and the republic. And the bottom line is, stop calling us a democracy. A democracy is the beginnings of an oligarchy. It brings us into one of the isms at the end of the day. That's its only purpose. Our founding fathers knew this and spoke about this relentlessly. We are not going to be a democracy. They despised the democracy. They understood the destructive nature of a democracy. We became a republic, a natural law republic, one nation under God, indivisible, that republic. And that's where we got to get back. We got to get our common sense back. We read these laws and we see how clearly when these people start pushing their isms off the platform, the political platform and powers and authorities that we gave them, and they use that power and that platform to openly, overtly bring forth one of the isms, Marxism, communism, and to start pushing forward to get rid of the Second Amendment, to get rid of the First Amendment, to get rid of this amendment and that amendment, to change the Constitution. These people are traitors. They're treasonous. Those are acts of treason. They need to be removed from office and tried for treason immediately. But the people don't see it. Even when you hear it, it seems so far away. It's time to open our ears, to wake up. It's time to wake up and come back. So anyway, only the people can save the republic. And anybody who's hearing it, it's your duty to do something. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your posterity. You owe it to your neighbors, your family, your friends. You owe it. We've received a lot of liberties, even though we've been depressed so much and beat up so much, and a lot of our liberties have been trampled upon so much, we still have more liberty than any other nation of the world. And with Trump cleaning house, we have that window of opportunity to take it all back. And if we don't take it all back before we lose this momentum for the next 4 years, okay, by the end of the 4 years, we need to have 100% control. We, the people, must have 100% control of this nation. And if we don't, woe is us, because we'll only be right back from where we started from if we don't step up and do the right thing. So if we lose this nation, we lose our liberty, we lose our republic, it's because the people decided not to do anything about it. But it's time now that the people can do it. Let us not be repented later saying, oh, I wish I did that. I wish I got involved. We could have stopped that. Well, it's time to step up to the bat and do what we got to do. As we mentioned earlier, this program started at 8 p.m., and we ran into our regular Monday night program, and we're just going to continue right now into an open forum to get as many people on onto the mic as possible, ask their questions. And again, we have these meetings every Monday from 9 p.m. Eastern till midnight. And if you can't make it, or if you miss it, or if you can only make half of it because you got to go to sleep for work or whatever the case may be, they're posted up on our website. All you have to do is just go to our page, go to nationallibertyalliance.org, top left side, click on a weekly call right there. And that weekly call will give you all the information on joining us, of course. But all of our audios we have going right here. So if you want to get a video recording, you can get that too, I believe. I didn't even remember that we set that up. We will be posting this particular video up on our website tonight, in the next day or two. But we also will be posting the focus of tonight's PowerPoint video also up on YouTube. Probably tomorrow we'll get it up there. And I may even put it up over the weekend, so it may already be up there. It's Treason by Enemies Domestic. We have about 7 videos or 8 videos up right now as far as in this series of educational videos. There's going to be about 40 or 50 of them, but they're all educational videos. They're all building block foundational requirements. It's prerequisites. It's 101 is what it is. It's Liberty 101. It's Power of the People 101. It's the Government by Consent 101. These are foundational building blocks that people need to understand. And again, we don't have to memorize these things. We don't have to be able to articulate these things. Some people can do that, and they will do that. But most people can't do that. And a lot of people can articulate it, but maybe they, of course, we don't all have memories of this stuff. But the point is once we go through this and really understand each one of these different subject matters that we look into, once we understand it, we got the concept, it's in our brain, it's part of the framework of our understanding of the things we're doing, in this case, government by consent. And so it'll always be there, and it'll guide us in our thinking and decisions as we go forward, because we're building on a solid rock foundation. So, this video will be up there, and we'll be posting videos every week and so on. You can also go to our page here. You can go to our page here. I think it's under education, okay, and come down to NLA topic PowerPoints, so you can get the PowerPoints right from here on this page, right on our website, okay. So all the PowerPoints we've posted is up there, and I'll see right now. Treason by Enemies Domestic. I've already put this one up. I put it over the weekend, okay. Or you can go right to YouTube, visit us directly on YouTube, and you can get to all of our videos here, okay? And again, we'll be putting a lot of them up. We'll be put a lot in these series, but we'll be putting others that are not necessarily in this part of in this series, but it'll be in series of others. So, again, people need to get involved. And one of the most important things is to get involved with our campaign for constitutional sheriffs. You can either click on this link right here in the center of the page. It says Donate to Save Our Republic to NLA's campaign for constitutional sheriffs. Or you can come here to the other right on the right side of the website and click on Government by Consent. Okay, and when you click on that, you can read all the information on the book, an introduction. Gives you the details, give you the table of contents. This is all the different subject matters that we cover in the book. It's quite a bit. We cover everything through the Constitution, all of our founding documents, just a tremendous amount of information. And then, of course, we've got the website, which is a continuation and gives a lot more information. Our educational tab is just unbelievable with different things, founding documents, essays and lectures, political things, books, judicial processes, court forms, the process and instructions of going into a court, which we're going to be writing another book probably January, February. We'll probably start putting together for a book on court access so people can go in and represent themselves, because nobody knows your case better than you do. And any kind of a situation comes up and you need to defend yourself or you need to sue somebody or being sued on a contract, you're the best person to go in. Regardless of what they tell you, go get a lawyer because you should never represent yourself. That's a lie straight from hell. You're the best person to represent yourself. And of course, unless you're guilty of a murder or something, you got a problem. Maybe you better get someone to represent you. But we need to represent ourselves. The other thing is, on this page, of course, you click here to print the order form. It's that simple. and the order form, you fill out the information, and this is basically, if you want a book, you fill it out, you put in the amount of money, one book. If you want to send one to your sheriff, you put in one book and you get $50. This is the sheriff's campaign page anyway, so it's already set up for one book. But if you just want to buy a book for yourself, but you should buy one for your sheriff. If you want to buy just a book for yourself, click on the government by consent book on the right side, then click on that order form, and that order form doesn't have any, it does. I guess you could just cross it out. That's a mistake. It shouldn't have been there. But you can cross that one book out and just put your information, I just want a book for one, and then total it up on the bottom. We'll understand that. I'll try to get out and fix that particular page eventually. But also on this page, you will find, click here to read the book's preface. So if you want to get a good feeling on what this book is about, to see if it's interesting for you and covers what you think you need to know, you read this. And if you're really interested in saving this republic, if you're really interested in understanding the Constitution and the processes of our government, how the judicial process works and how the political process works and what powers and authorities, what are their jurisdictions, what are the different courts involved, do they apply to me? Well, you know, this book is going to cover all that. This gives you a pretty good insight, an overview of that book. And so read that, and I should imagine you'd be very interested in getting this book at that point in time if you're interested in getting involved to save this republic. Okay, with that, we're going to do something. We normally go into Q&A, and we'll go into questions that people have mailed in. Jen, do we have any questions that people mailed in? And I think we're going to hold that off for a little while, but do we have anybody, any questions? Or Terry, whoever's handling the questions tonight on mail-in?
Jan has it this week.
Okay.
I can't get unmuted.
Well, you're unmuted now. Well, now you're muted. Let me see if I can unmute you. Nope, I can't. You were unmuted. But you're muted now. All right, well, we'll take those questions later anyway, maybe. I want to really go back. There are people in the queue that were here from the program. We started this program at 8 o'clock tonight, and it ran right into our Monday program. And I want to stay focused. I want to stay focused on building our organizing our counties, building committees of safeties in every county, and connecting people with people in your counties and your state, and educating everyone so that they on the grassroots can take control of their government, both politically and judicially. And for those who don't know it, we are not to be held liable by any law written by any government, any legislator. We're not under, that's called equity, by the way. We're not under equity. And judges can make rulings in courts of equity, but they cannot make a ruling in a court of law. We are to be tried in a court of law, or if we have a conflict with someone, we could take that into a court of law. And that brings us a jury of 12 people. And there is no judge in a court of law. There is a magistrate. All judges are magistrates. They put on the magistrate hats. But they're unable to make any kind of a decision in a court of law, nor are they to direct the jury in any way, shape, or form to tell them that, you get to decide the facts and I get to decide the law. That is not allowed. That's not permitted. That's a violation. And that judge needs to be removed when they do something like that, because that's tainting the jury. The jury gets to decide the facts. They get to decide the law, whatever, if it's an equity, if it's a situation where someone is under some kind of a law in the sense of maybe they work for a government agency or they're operating in some commercial activity that's interstate, particularly on the federal level, or even on the state level, then they kind of fall into certain guidelines, statutes, codes that govern those people. And so the codes and the statutes could apply to those people. But the jury has the power and the authority to nullify that. So I don't like that law. I think it's ridiculous. It doesn't fit. And they can just cast it out. Or they can think that it's not powerful enough that they can apply a heavier situation on a person. But the jury gets to decide it all, and it's final. The United States Supreme Court cannot second-guess a decision of a trial jury. The United States Supreme Court or any court...
John's got a problem.
Yeah, he got the blue screen of death. He's rebooting. So, Gerard, if you want to do something, go ahead. In there, I guess you could start Q&A if you want. I have a couple questions if you want.
Yeah. Let's see what kind of questions you got. We'll do a couple of them. I'd like to try to get them.
Okay. Something about when a plaintiff or a defendant in the court says that they are here on special appearance, what should their response be if the judge asks them to elaborate on that statement? And when asked to plead, I worded that I, or it is suggested to not plead at all and make known to the court that this decision is not synonymous with pleading no contest. Could you explain?
Well, they want you to plead so they can get jurisdiction over you. If you don't plead, they have no jurisdiction. But they will go round and round and round and threaten to arrest you and everything else if you don't plead.
Mm-hmm.
And they will end up putting in a plea for you, whether you like it or not. But you have to make the objections on the record because, you know, you're going to end up moving it to federal court. That's your only, at that point, because what they're doing is they're violating your due process rights. And mm-hmm. that needs to go to federal court. You just move it out of that court. And you don't move your case in as far as you're going to argue your case. You're going to go in and say, they violated my due process rights. We're doing one right now for a mass case. And that's what it is. You don't talk about what they did to you. You talk about what they did to violate your unalienable rights. So, and plus the case goes away at that point, too. Because they brought you in under false pretenses. They took you to places unknown. They violated all your constitutional rights. That case dies. They can't bring it back up. You know, they get one chance to bring you to court. There's no double jeopardy. So if they screw up and violate your unalienable rights of due process, they screwed the case up. The case is done. So it's actually a very easy way to win if you think about it. Because you're really not arguing your case at that point. You're arguing your unalienable rights in a federal court, which the federal judges should understand that. So, you know, if you're saying you're there by special appearance, what you're saying is I don't recognize the jurisdiction. I don't fall under your jurisdiction. I'm only here because I'm under threat of arrest and, you know, harm and that stuff. So I'm here just to answer some questions, but certainly not to plead, and certainly I don't believe you have jurisdiction over me and you haven't proven it, and I will file paperwork to that effect if you don't understand that. That's what I would say.
Under the Q tab on the NLA website, many YouTube video links are dead ends. I know that this is nothing new since October 15th, but as a suggestion, would NLA be able to replace those defunct YouTube links with the website links directly producing them? For example, S22 Report, and We Know Truth, Art, and TV, and so on.
Yeah, we're going to have to do something with those. You know, they weren't dead right away, but they caught up with us, I guess. And, you know, anything that's linked to YouTube that has anything to do with Q is dead. It's gone. We'll try to work on getting some of the alternative sites up, like X22, and a lot of these guys moved to BitChute, so we'll have to update some URLs with BitChute. And also, Ollie has produced a site called videosanctuary.com and Q17 News. And we've been archiving all the videos that have been banned and pull off regular YouTube and that type of stuff.
I just let you know I'm back. Go ahead.
And maybe we can put some of them URLs. I don't know if you heard that, John, but somebody's asking about all our Q links are dead now.
What do you mean?
On the Q, we have a tab for Q on
yeah.
NLA. Yeah. All the videos that they point to, they're gone now because they must have been on YouTube and YouTube took them away. So they're asking, can we get some other videos and point it there?
Well, I got them under Q. I'm looking at Q right now. Let's see. I just did Q, regular Q, to plan to save the world. It's still there. I got just looking at Steve Bannon. Look at, you know, I've just been kicked off. I had the blue screen of death. I haven't had that in years. I've been pretty lucky not to have that problem. I keep my computer clean and up to date with, as far as I want to keep it up to date. But everything happened to me tonight. I couldn't get back. My computer popped back up, and then my internet was wacky. So I don't know what's going on. But Q's up right now on it. I got it. They're all up there.
Well, it could be the area that they're coming from.
Mm. All right, well, let's get, yeah, maybe, you know, because they have the ability to black out different areas.
Yeah, they call it shadow banning. You may think they're on and they make them on for you, but anybody else can't get in there.
All right, well, I want to get back to the conversation at hand. Let's focus in on our subject matters, and you're welcome to jump in here anytime. Why don't you take the cue? Why don't you take the controls? But let's keep things focused on organizing our counties and our states and learning the science of government by consent. So you want to take the controls and we'll go forward? I don't know if Brent's here. We're not going to do anything special tonight, Brent, but if you want to pipe into any of the questions that are being asked, or if anybody directs a question to you, Brent, you can respond. Is Brent here tonight?
I don't know. Maybe Jan knows.
Yeah, maybe Terry will know. Terry
probably. I haven't seen him.
No?
I haven't found him yet.
Okay. All right. Let's take our next question. Go right ahead, Todd.
Well, that was questions that Jan was reading, so.
Okay. No, let's go right to the people because we've got a lot of people in the queue, and we've already lost a lot of people since I left.
All right. So let's.
A lot of people bailed out. That's
okay. So
terrible.
Derek is. He's on. Go ahead, Derek. You've been unmuted. I hear something, but I don't know if it's you.
Real quick, before you talk, Derek. Terry, before I forget this, do you have the ability to maybe take out that silent piece in the video and audio that we're going to have put up for for today's
program?
I was
already planning to do that, John. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
I appreciate you reminding me.
All right. Go ahead, Derek. You got the mic.
Boy, my screen is flashing, it's doing weird stuff, but go ahead. I don't think he's on.
Okay, go to the next person.
When he's on, he doesn't know it.
Well, Derek was asking before he was on. Maybe he just never got taken out of the queue, I don't know.
All right, well, I'm going to do Christine from Colorado. Go ahead, Christine.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Okay, you can hear me.
Yes.
Actually, the reason I came on here, I've been on this incredible journey, praise be to God, and learning all of this stuff. And really where I have come to in working with underground groups, not underground groups, but people on back channels and stuff like that, you know, I heard what John was saying before, you know, the time is now to act. We need that proclamation, a new declaration that takes up the principles of the Declaration of Independence. People need something to get behind. You know, I get what you guys are doing, and it needs to be done, and it makes a ton of sense, but everybody is so divided, and I have just been, you know, studying and studying and studying, and I write, my gift is my words. I actually have basically a proclamation, and people are looking for it. I've got people that are like this.
All right, well, why don't you mail me, email me something. Just send it to mail, M-A-I-L, at nationallibertyalliance.org, and we'll take a look at it. That goes to all the leadership, so, and we'll take a look at that. We do have, we've got so many studies and so many things, and we've laid all the things out, the powers, the authorities of the people under the Declaration of Independence, under the Constitution itself, under common law, even under the rights, unalienable rights, that even the United States Supreme Court recognizes. So we have the power, we have the authority, we do lay those things out. And to empower the people. And everything we do is really focusing in on empowering the people at the grassroots level because that's where it's got to come from. It's got to be a bottom-up situation. And so the people have to take control. They have to restructure and rebuild the militia. That's a state effort. But you have to have your counties organized, and you should be organizing the militia in every county and working it into a state level. We have a layout on the process and the procedures of that. Bren Winters, the author of The Excellence of the Common Law and many other books, and he has a website, commonlawyer.com. And he wrote a book called The Militia of the Several States. And through that process and his studies and research, we see exactly the process of recreating a militia and how it gets to a certain point in a certain area with a certain number of people involved and how you turn it over to the governor. You have the organized militia. You make then notes to the governor, pass over the authorities, the connections, and so on. The president can call it up. But then you have the unorganized militia. But there is a process in order to do this in a proper way of organizing the militia, the understanding of the powers and the authorities of the militia, when to act and when not to act. There's so much involved in that. And we're teaching all that. And again, the committee men and everything else, the grand juries, the trial juries, all that stuff, the committees of safety, taking power back at every level. What we are teaching here is literal 100%. Let me repeat that number. 100% control of our government on the state and federal level by exercising the things that we are teaching here at National Liberty Alliance. But the people have to get up, and they got to do it in their own counties, and we have to get it done in all the counties across America. And we have to structure them in such a way that we can relate to each other and communicate to each other. And be, so we need to framework all of this stuff in a way that the process is already set up there. Let's just execute what our founding fathers gave us. And that's what we're teaching.
Exactly. That's what I've been telling people, that the instructions have been left to us and that we have to do that. So I am partnering up with, I'm finding more and more people that are trying to create, you know, that a unity where people can come and gather, you know, gather information.
Yeah, you're making a lot of noise there, Gerard.
I don't want to take up too much time. It's just something I've been extremely passionate about and really God-driven with. Very, very behind this from a biblical perspective. So I will get you guys that email. It definitely needs editing. It needs adjustment. But I've got so many people that are, you know, they're diehard. They want to make change. And it's like,
One of the things to attract their attention is to get them up to national, you know, to the YouTube YouTube.com/ National Liberty Alliance. That goes to our page, and we've got 7 PowerPoint videos up there now. We're working on about 40 of them. Most of them are already written out. We just got to turn them into PowerPoints, and we're putting up one a week, maybe more sometimes. And there's the one we did tonight that we played here, which is only 12 minutes. It's a nice short one, okay, which really looks at enemies, foreign and domestic, and also NLA in a nutshell, you know, what we're doing in a nutshell. That was a very short one also. And we also have a more in-depth look at what National Liberty Alliance is doing as far as the plan, the NLA plan. Which I think is you'll find that up on YouTube also. So we've got a lot of videos that'll be going up, but they're focused in, and you can find the subject matter that you're looking for that would entice an individual to show them, and hopefully it'll interest them enough to come take a look and get involved. And again, look at, we have to be involved on a national level as we construct, but the focus is on building the grassroots. That's the focus. And educating the people in the grassroots so they can do what has to be done. And we all have to be doing it. But National Liberty Alliance will continue to be here for so many more reasons. We'll be an advisor. If we don't have the answers, because we've done a lot of research, and if we don't have the answers, we'll research those questions, those answers out, you know, and find those answers and bring them up and then bring it back to the individuals. But we'll be there. We'll be always be here for advice and for further education, higher education. We want to really, once we get to a certain point and we start to get enough donations in with enough people involved, then we want to restructure our website in such a way that we want to be able to offer people everything they need to know when the elections come up, where they'd come in and put their zip code in. And once you put your zip code, it'll give you all the information on, you know, your ward and your, you know, whatever political subdivision you're in, whoever is running for office on that particular election time, and then all the individuals that are up for the election, you know, we'll give them a place where they can give us a 500-word essay and then a link to their website. So people can come on real quick, see what people have to say, and really do a voting by education. Because right now people often, all too often, and I'm guilty of this myself, they go down the R line or when they go into a ballot and to vote on someone. They're Republicans or all Democrats, and maybe the big decision they might change their mind on ultimately usually is the president. But people who are paying attention to the debates and stuff, then they're already up to date. They know what's going on and they're watching. But people who don't know until the last minute to go out to vote, we need to have a place where people are educated in who these people are, and so on. We also need to make sure that we only get statesmen in running for office, people who will honor the Constitution and will take them out of office if they don't. So there's a lot of work to do, and different things will entice different people. And we've got a lot of things going on, and nobody has to get involved in all of it. Hang out for a while. Start supporting what's going on if you understand and agree that this is the right thing to do. And then at some point in time, make a decision on what you're going to do and get involved. Because if the people don't do it, you know, liberty is not for free. And it's just not given to us on a silver platter. We have to earn that liberty. And we earn that liberty with our donations and our time. That's how we earn it. And we have to give it back to our children. We have a plan to go back and bring the education back into the schools and get a proper education, teach true civics, teach true common law and also constitutional law, and teach children that they have a duty and they should have this focus. They should have an understanding of their heritage and who they are and how important it is not to lose that. And so this is our job. This is our task. And anybody hearing this message needs to get involved, because if you don't, we're going to lose this nation.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. All right, I'll get that out to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We got Ashlew. You are unmuted. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
Good, good, good. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Yes, I had a question about, when we talk to the people, a lot of people that I talk to have no idea what the Constitution is all about. So I was wondering if you guys have any literatures or any specific books that I can present to them.
Yeah, well, we do. We do have quite a bit of literature up on our website. We have courses. Look at it. You're talking about a book. One book that does it all, that gives everybody everything they need to know, is the book called Government by Consent. I wrote that book.
Okay.
It's
also
about 1,000 pages.
I do have the book from Brent, the constitutional book that I bought. And
okay.
Do you think that would be a good book to
he's an excellent researcher, an excellent writer, an excellent lawyer, and we found him to be right on point, and that's why him and I and others here in National Liberty Alliance go all connected with him, and he's usually teaching something on Monday nights. We don't see him here tonight, but he's usually here. So
bye. Yeah. I do have a booklet for, with the Bill of Rights, so I can use that too.
To take the raw material and just read it, anybody can understand it if they understand the English language to a certain degree, but it says a lot more than what people realize. It's a very, it's got depth to it. And it also refers, of course, back to the legislative laws, whatever statutes and codes that were written for the different agencies, the different powers, the different authorities, the commercial activities, and all that stuff. Now, we don't have to know all that stuff, but we have to know the basics. Common law is very simple. It's called common sense. It doesn't get any more difficult than that. It's already written in the hearts of men. God said so. And so common law is common unto all men, even the unbeliever, those who don't believe in God at all, or not a Christian, or not a Jew, and they don't know. God's law is written in. They know when wrong is being done. You know, under common law, for instance, it's an injury. For every injury, there must be a remedy. And without an injured party, there can be no crime. So a crime against the state doesn't exist with the exception of treason. But you know, common law is very simple. Everybody knows when someone's been hurt. And if someone's been hurt by another individual, well, there's got to be a remedy. And that's what common law is all about. People come together, figure it out, and they make the remedy. You know, and a remedy doesn't necessarily mean a jail sentence. Maybe violent crimes might require something like that. But, you know, generally speaking, a remedy is not jail sentence. It's the restitution of the individual to bring them back to their original state. And even monetary damages, you know, for whatever damages that they incurred from that injury. Pain and suffering, whatever it is, people can figure that out. It's very simple. We don't need to be lawyers. We don't need to know codes and statutes. All we need to do is follow the heart and recognize the fact, as if you're sitting on a trial jury, recognize the fact that you're coming there and you've already taken a vow to come with a sense of honor, justice, and mercy. And at the end of the day, mercy has to be considered in the case. You know, in the case of a violent crime or something, then mercy particularly has to be considered. But the decision might be, you know, this person doesn't deserve mercy. He was merciless or she was merciless in the crime they did, and we're going to give them the maximum punishment, whatever that might be, in their minds and hearts. Okay? We don't care what legislators tell us. You know, common law has nothing to do with them, and our courts of law has nothing to do with their equity courts.
You should throw it in.
The United States Supreme Court, for instance, had no power, no authority to make the decision Roe versus Wade. Right. That's a law issue. It's not an equity issue. That's the law of God. They treaded upon God's domain, upon his jurisdiction. And then they went around and they changed the laws, thinking they have the powers and the authority to do that. And they changed the law of God to make murder, you know, lawful in their eyes. But it doesn't change the fact that it's still against the law. Abortion situations belong in courts of law. They do not belong in courts of equity. And the people need to look, consider, and decide what they think needs to be done. And that's that. You know, and law on the government side often is so harsh sometimes in some of the issues, and there's no room for mercy. There's no room for consideration. Well, you know, this isn't this bad, you know, or whatever the case may be. There's no room for that. It's black and white, and they burn you to the maximum, and that's it. Mercy's not considered. And a person's individual rights are not considered by these legislative statutes. So people need to understand these things. And without understanding these things, reality is the way one perceives it. If you perceive that these people have power to write laws to control our behavior, so be it. That's the way it is. But the fact of the matter is, the power and the authority is written down in our founding documents. Turn it around the other direction. They don't have that power. They don't have that authority. And knowledge of that changes everything. Changes your attitude, your position, everything. And if enough people step up and do the right thing and say stop, we can stop them. But right now we have someone in power taking them out. We need to fill those power voids that have taken place. And those power voids is where we, the people, consent to government. We need to take it back.
I want to answer you, Ashley, a little more specifically, because you're asking about what people can read. And I'm telling you, people don't understand that it's not just the Constitution. It's the Bill of Rights. And it's the Declaration. And it's those three documents together. And some of the very good books that John and I have both read were The Making of America and The 5,000-Year Leap. It explains the three
branches. Also, The Law. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, The Law by Basquiat. Very, very good books. And that one book, The Law, I used to buy them by the case. And they're a thin little book, and they're so excellent. And you talk about common sense and common law, And it's Constitution 101. This is stuff that we should have been learning in grade school that they didn't teach us. The 5,000 illegal. What the heck was that?
I'm sorry. It was my notification.
I thought I was getting shocked. Anyway, but and that book, The 5,000-Year Leap, you can get a special price and buy them by the case. And I think you can get them for around $10 a piece or something like that, where normally they're like, you know, $18-19 a piece.
So I can get that from online?
Yeah, I think, I don't know who, I think they're on Amazon, and if they're not there, you can
find
them.
Well, no, you can go out to, what is it, CCS?
Constitutional, yeah, what was the name of that?
Yeah, let me take a look in the book. Hang on.
Center for Constitutional Studies or something.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Excellent books. Everybody should have them in their home. Every kid should be reading them. Every adult should be reading them, because that's what we cut our teeth on, and it gives you basic foundation.
It's NCCS, I believe, .org, and if you go there, let me tell you, they got great books. The Real Thomas Jefferson is one of the most enjoyable books that I've read. The Making of America, as Gerard mentioned, and The Real Benjamin Franklin, The Real George Washington. I mean, there's so many great books that these people sell. But we get a lot of our information from these books, too. So it's NCCS.net, NCCS.net, which stands for National Center for Constitutional Studies. And if you buy, they have these special packages they put together where you buy four or five or six different books, and they sell it to you very cheap. Some of these books, they have, what's that one book that, the 5,000-Year Leap. Okay,
excellent,
for instance.
Excellent book.
Now, that's a book definitely everybody should read. You can get it there, and you'll see that it's so important. You can buy them by the case at like $5 a piece, and I think there's like 24 in a case, and you get them for $5 a piece. So if you wanted to buy that to hand out to people, that is probably the best book, beginner's book to introduction to your heritage,
absolutely,
is the 5,000-Year Leap.
And it's written in a way that it's interesting. You won't want to put it down.
And all these books are written that way.
You'll say,
all of them.
Yeah. I never knew that. You know what I mean? This is stuff that you should know that they didn't tell you. But really, really written really, really well.
Okay. One more question, though. Did I hear right that, you know, we had to get six people together in our county in order to have a meeting?
No. What you can have a look at. What you need to do is find another person, at least one to partnership with.
Okay.
Maybe you can bring a message of National Liberty Alliance message to the local Liberty group, and maybe they will come and get adopted into our family here, and pick up the things we're doing and form committees of safety out of their group and really start to grow and do things to take this nation back. But generally speaking, the plan is this: if you got only one person and they're interested in doing something, and they look around and they can't find nobody else, well, give it some time. You'll find one person. Just don't give up on it. And when you find one person, then you start having communications and plans and organization plans and start reading and studying. Before you know it, you'll be three, four, five, six people. When you feel comfortable, maybe four people or half a dozen people or just two people if you feel comfortable, and you can invite people from different groups. For instance, again, if you go to People's Duty under National Liberty Alliance, under Blue Bar, click on highlight People's Duties, okay, and you come down to organize in your county. We lay out a lot of things, give you different ideas, where good venue areas. You can go to a library, have your meeting there. You can go to town hall, private club, back room of a bar, restaurant, or diner, okay, for instance. You can set up an online venue also, which will support your physical meeting. You have to have that physical meeting. We have meeting protocols. And we also have a list of different things and videos to look at and then have a discussion about, and also how to find different groups. There's lots of different groups in your area that you can connect with and go and speak to these groups. Or invite all these different people from these groups to come to a meeting. And as long as you make your meeting exciting and educational, focused, and powerful, and you can do that by using our PowerPoint presentations, through everything, then you can really have a successful meeting and build up pretty quickly and continue to grow. But you have to have your monthly meetings. Okay, they have to be constant.
Okay.
Right.
Great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Hey, who's coming in on my name up there?
Probably me.
I get confused. No, you're coming in under Gerard. Are you coming in twice?
I don't think so.
Who am I?
Derek?
Put muting and unmuting there.
Hang on a minute, Derek.
Yeah, okay. Whoever it is, it confuses me. Gerard, you do that all the time. You confuse me when you come in under my name, too. Anyway, all you can do is go change your name in your...
But why would I come in under your name when I'm in here as Gerard?
You're in as Gerard right now. Someone else has come in under my name.
It ain't me.
I'm trying to find that person.
They're
not answering.
Yeah. I don't know who it is. It's one of ours, though. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah. Well, I just muted the person to let them know who I'm talking to. Let me unmute them and see if they saw that. Maybe they don't realize they came under my name.
I don't know.
All right. Anyway, go ahead.
What happened to Derek? Oh, he's there.
I'm here.
Go ahead, Derek.
Okay. I've been pushing the limits here for a little bit. I've... like my last two state IDs, I have signed without prejudice, and
state IDs. Like you mean like driver license type state IDs?
Yep, driver's license and non-driver photo IDs.
And they let you get away with signing it without prejudice because they won't let you get away with that here in New York. They pick it up right away.
Yeah, no, they printed it off. They gave it to me like that.
Yeah, but it really doesn't matter because if they take you into court for anything, they don't even obey their own laws. So,
what state are you in, Derek?
North Dakota.
Yeah, see, North Dakota is going to be easier to get away with stuff like that.
Well, again, you know, we need to take the courts back. Look what they're doing in Trump on the local courts and the state courts. Trump goes in, his team goes in to bring the all this fraud before them, and they rule against him. I mean, that's how criminal these people are. They're ruling against something that is so important and so powerful and so obvious now to the American people, and they just, we're not going to hear that. But that's okay because he stepped it up the line. He did get to the Supreme Court. I think this happened in Pennsylvania.
He
knows where he's going.
Look,
and
George Soros made sure that he bought and paid for all those local judges.
Right.
That's what that son of a bitch has been doing.
But my point is although they're so corrupt right now, very shortly when the deep state, the hammer's coming down, when the hammer comes down right after that, we're going to be able to get judges that are going to obey the law. A lot of them are going to go to jail. A lot of them are going to flee, quit, leave, whatever. And we'll get judges that will obey the law and allow courts of law to continue. You know, for those who aren't aware of this, and we did a PowerPoint video on this, I think, already, I don't remember, which is on Rule 2. And Rule 2 abrogated the common law by rule. I mean, who do these people think they are? This was planned and executed by the American Bar Association. They're the ones that planned, educated, and the people who are judges and executed this. And they did this back in 1938. And the United States Supreme Court blessed it back in 1938. One judge left the Supreme Court. And I think he left, in my opinion, because they all went for it and he wasn't going to commit treason. And he resigned. Probably should have, maybe he'd be killed if he went against that. But in any event,
they went from public law to public policy.
Yeah, they got rid of the rules of common law. You see, the rules of common law is not only to govern the rules of common law courts, but also to govern the rules of our equity courts. Under American jurisprudence, the same rules applied. They, in 1934, through the Rules Enabling Act, gave the power and authority to the Supreme Court to write their own rules. And the Bar Association and they're all bar-trained lawyers anyway, these judges. The Bar Association literally wrote the rules, and they wrote in Rule 2, they abrogated common law. Common law has been fused, natural law, they claim, has been fused with equity under one heading called civil law, which brings us under the power and authority of Babylon. That's where that law comes from. They claim it comes from Rome, and we have nothing to do with Rome. Rome has nothing to do with who we are. That's not a republic that's worth anything. But they claim we're under Roman law, and we are, because it's municipality, the law of municipality. And that came through an individual called Justinian, who wrote the Justinian law. And prior to that, it was Babylonian law. So from the Babylonian to Justinian to Roman law to America. And that's where we're at right now. And that happened in 1938 when they finished the rules and applied them and threw out the common law courts. And at that point, around that time, right after that, then they turned around and turned us into a democracy. And that happened in between the 1941, the Wars Powers Act, and the Brentwood... What's it called? Is that the Brentwood Agreement? I think that's what it's called. Brentwood.
Brenton Woods?
Brenton Woods. That's what it is. Brenton Woods
Agreement.
Between those two, they abrogated, they got rid of democracy, and they got rid of the republic and called us a democracy, and everybody in office, I keep hearing, even the president today still calls it democracy. I hear all of these people that are constitutional lawyers, they call us a democracy. We are not a democracy. Stop calling us a democracy. Democracy is repugnant to our way of life as Americans under a republic, a natural law republic. It's repugnant. Our founding fathers despised it. They wrote about it all the time. We did a paper on this one, and they're still calling us a democracy. We have to train our children, ourselves, to call ourselves what we are, the republic. A natural law republic. And we need to take our people who are elected and tell them, stop calling us a democracy, because that is treason. You're just bringing forth the lie and getting in the isms into power. Marxism, communism, Nazism, all the same thing, ends up the same place. Doesn't matter. So
and
we have to
why,
make those changes.
That's why today... when you know everything that John just said, that they can make a executive order, the governor, like let's say for masks, and then turn around and say that if you don't obey it, we're going to charge you with a misdemeanor. And it's not even a law, so they can't legally charge you with a misdemeanor because it's not a law. But they're treating it like it's a law. It's an edict, and we don't live by edicts in this country. And we've already had a couple judges throw those things out saying that they're not laws, and yet they continue to act like they're laws, and the stupid police officers are enforcing them like they're laws. Now, when a police officer enforces something that's not a law, he's as liable as the next guy. He's going to get sued. He's going to lose everything himself besides everybody else along the way. But when they enforce law, that's like them making that Rules Enabling Act through a rule that would require changing the Constitution, which they didn't do. You can't change the Constitution by passing a resolution or whatever they do. They think that made this a law. That's not a law.
And a very important thing to realize, and if we don't realize it, we're going to be injured by this, by people who are going to try to add to the Constitution, maybe have constitutional conventions. There's been movements out there, not only to have that here in New York, but also a con nationally. And the really behind that is to really hurt or injure us. But there are certain things in the Constitution that can never be changed or altered in any way, shape, or form without changing us from America to something else. Let's take the Bill of Rights to begin with. Nothing in the Bill of Rights can ever be touched or changed. Nothing. And the Bill of Rights does not make a listing of all of our rights. It's just a list of some of the most powerful ones and the ones that anything that they write is repugnant to make it clear you can't do that. So that's an important thing to realize. You can't get rid of our Second Amendment. Anybody talking about getting rid of our Second Amendment, they are treasonous. They need to be tried for treason, period, end of subject. Now, treason has different levels of I was going through this when I was knocked off here. But treason has different levels, okay? So, you know, it may be only a couple of years in jail, or it could be the death penalty. So it's anywhere in between. And again, when you go through looking at the case to see what's going on, you can see the degree of treason involved and make a good decision on what the penalty should be. But it has different levels, and we need to understand that. Now, anybody who uses their office and gets up there onto their platform and start to preach, we got to get rid of the Second Amendment, we got to take away guns, we got to do this, that person needs to be shut down and removed from office immediately. Matter of fact, they need to be indicted. And I'm thinking right now, and I'll put this note out, we may call for a grand jury hearing, which for those who are new to us, we do that from time to time. And I think we should gather together the list of all the enemies that are up there trying to get rid of our unalienable rights and are using their positions to do that. And we need to indict them for conspiracy, because they're all working together, but for treason, for bringing forth things that we have read all about. We just read it in the PowerPoint we did. And all of the different violations, teaching it, bringing it forth, building a society, so on and so forth, all these different things. Well, they need to be tried for treason.
It's not really treason, though, because the people, the U.S. citizens, don't have constitutional protections.
Well, that's what the groups of sovereign citizens teach, and we sprung out of that group. We've come to realize that, you know, we are citizens of the United States. The Constitution uses that word at least four or five times in the Constitution. Nothing wrong with being a citizen. It doesn't connect us to being subject to anything. 14th Amendment, you can see that from two different views. Okay, I used to see it that it was subversive and that it is repugnant, but now recently I've seen it from a different perspective, and it can be interpreted from a different perspective. Doesn't matter that it calls us a citizen. And again, you know, there's a lot of movements out there telling people to do things that's not going to help anybody. And if we don't take the language of our founding fathers and use their language and not be frightened of it, to run away from it because, you know, others have come and abused it and attached a different meaning to that word, it doesn't change the meaning of that word anyway. That's all. First of all, they're a fiction, and they're frauds, and they're subversive. And we need to take these people out of office and put them in jail. And it's that simple. And that's why we are indicting judges left and right. We've indicted over 100 judges at this point in time. And we'll continue to indict more and more. And I think we should consider all of these people in Congress that have taken positions and have preached their Marxism, their Marxist positions, and assault upon our Bill of Rights. I think we need to indict them. So I think I'm going to call for that shortly, and maybe in the next couple of weeks we'll come together and consider indictments on different individuals. We first have to collect the names, and we need to go after them.
The last time I got arrested, I was explaining to the Burleigh County Sheriff that, normally you do whatever you want to most people, and you get away with it because they're subjects or whatever, and I pretty much had him talking.
But again, we're not subjects. That's all fraud. And no matter what words they use, it doesn't make them a subject. And a lot of people think that they can. And let me tell you, there are people out there teaching on the internet that you go do certain things in court, and all of a sudden, when you say certain words, you take certain positions, you make certain statements, you click your heels, and you are just taken out of that court of insanity and brought into a court of law, and everybody is obedient to that now, and they're going to give you everything you want, and they're going to give you justice. That's a lie. Not going to happen. They don't even obey their own rules. Look, if you go into the court, they don't bring those issues up, you don't bring them up. If they bring it up, that's fraud, and then you lay it out. And they won't bring it up because it's fraud. It's fiction, and it's denial of due process, and it is changing us and bringing us to jurisdictions unknown. All of that is fraud, and we need to go after them for that, and we need to shut them down.
They're operating in admiralty.
Well, again, they're not even operating in admiralty. It's a mixture of everything plus their imagination. I don't know how much experience you've had in the courts, but we've been in a lot of courts, town courts, village courts, state courts, county courts, and the federal, and we've been in the federal courts, goodness, for a long time now. We filed hundreds of documents up there, and we get the same thing over and over again. They're all Nazis.
When there was not an eagle present on the flagpole, the judge said that I was not entering into contract by crossing the bar. But when there was the eagle on top of the flagpole...
That's all insanity. Look, that's all garbage. It doesn't mean nothing. You box a judge into a place when you kind of send them messages by saying, making certain statements concerning the facts of law, concerning our heritage, concerning the Constitution, and you bring forth the facts and you kind of signal. I don't care if the court has a flag with the fringes on it, which means admiralty. That court is for admiralty. The court has every right to have those fringes because they have a right to make decisions. The thing is the court has two sides to it. It's got equity, which would hold an admiralty flag, and it's got law, which would hold a flag without the fringes. Whether that flag without the fringes is there or not doesn't make any difference to me. It doesn't change the law. It doesn't change anything that's there. Okay? And again, if you box a judge in and you put him at risk on his decision, they're going to think twice. But some of them are just so stupid and dumb, they don't even realize on how much danger they're in when you lay these things out. But when you go in there... Sometimes I really think that the enemy has really kind of pushed all this sovereign citizen movement stuff and fed in a lot of stuff and don't do this, get rid of your driver's license, do this, write this on that, file a declaration, file it in your county. I do all these things, go into the courts, make these claims, use these words, and all that is to make you look crazy because to the regular person who has no understanding of any of these things, he doesn't understand what you understand, doesn't understand that there is such a problem of subversion in this nation, don't understand that the Revolutionary War is still on, it never ended, it still continues covertly, and it's going to be exposed shortly. But those people who don't understand and they're looking in, to them you sound like a nut. And to the judges, okay, you're spinning wheels going all kinds of different directions. You're not accomplishing anything in their court. You're not putting them into any kind of jeopardy, okay? Go in with the law and the facts and use their statutes against them. The statutes were written to control them. Use them to control them and apply it upon them. It doesn't apply to me. You can't apply that to me. The judge or anybody tries to apply that to you. They have nothing to do with me.
Good angle. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's for look at statutes, codes, regulations. There are 57 of them on the federal level, and every state has numerous ones on their levels. It's all for the purpose of government agencies to control the government agencies. It's the regulations for that to control certain commercial activities that we've given interstate commerce, all that stuff. Each state has its own workings on the same type of thing within their states, and it has nothing to do with us. No law can control our behavior. The tickets, if you look at a ticket and you look up the numbers and you start researching the number on your ticket, you'll find it has to do with commercial activity, and you can go into the court, challenge the jurisdiction. It's nothing to do with me. Here, look at the paper. This says commercial activity. I wasn't driving a commercial vehicle. I'm not involved in commercial activity. This jurisdiction, you have no jurisdiction over me. Well, they may fight you on that because they don't like to hear that because they're making a lot of money. The next step is you move that into federal court for cause, challenge them on jurisdiction, and go get yourself some heavy-duty damages right out of the federal court.
Doesn't that boil down to that the state owns all the vehicles, though? The certificate of title is not a...
Well, they think they do. They make those claims. They set the paperwork up that way, but that doesn't make it so. If Clinton would have gotten in, it would have continued on, and at that point, I think Clinton was the plan to finally bring the hammer down against the people. And then they'd apply all that stuff because it's all the law. But Trump got in, and he's going to get in on the second term, and he's going to finish him off. He's going to take him out. The hammer's coming down soon. And once now that he's in, okay, they're not going to apply that stuff to us. They don't own our land. I mean, we're not tenants, but if you go read the papers and the deed, you're a tenant. You don't own it. You're working for a serf. Well, no, you're a serf working for some landowner, which is the government, okay, or the
right.
Queen, or whatever they have, they say it is. That is all fraud. It's null and void. It's repugnant to the Constitution, and we need to put him in jail, and we're going to do that. And when Trump gets done with what he's got it done, we'll finish the cleanup, and we'll take him out through indictments and put him in jail, and that'll be that. We need to end the tyranny.
I think that goes back to 38, where the creditors had all the allodial titles.
Yeah, a lot of stuff goes into the 30s and the 40s. That's all the major changes were done then. They started to take control in the very late 1800s, coming into the 1900s. They pushed forward the World War One. They caused World War One. The banksters. They caused World War Two. They've caused all the wars in the last 150 years. Actually, the Revolutionary War, they caused that war too. They've caused that just about every war going. But here in the United States, World War One was to change the mindset and focus and direction of America, and it accomplished its goal. And then they pulled the plug on the economy, and everybody went bankrupt, and they had the rush to the banks, and everything fell apart economically, and we went through a Great Depression. That was all to change the mindsets of people, to change the way we do government, for them to, while we're so busy trying to survive, they were building all these things that took place in the 30s and the 40s. And then World War II came in, and that was a potential way of a New World Order, because Hitler was involved in the New World Order. He used the words New World Order in German. So all of that was part, but they didn't succeed. They've tried numerous times. They weren't ready, but they were planning at some point in time, and I think Hillary was supposed to have been the last president, and that would have been it. And thank God, by the mercy of God, Trump got in, and he's dismantling them. Look, don't fall onto... Let's take the common law. Let's take our heritage, our power, and authority given to us by God, by covenant through the Declaration of Independence. Let's stand on that power and that authority and bring the truth and expose the evil and put them in jail. Let's indict them. That's what we need to do. That's what we're doing here in National Liberty Alliance. And that's the only way we can succeed. Don't get lost in... and again, I was lost in that stuff, too. I was learning. I came to learn about this stuff early on through that path. Gerard and I both, we went and we did declarations, filed it in the county. But when we started to explore it, that wasn't the way to go. But what we are doing is giving in to them. They love that kind of stuff. They want that kind of stuff. It also it black flags us to saying, okay, there's one right there. We know that's the enemy to us, just to begin with, okay?
Sure.
And there's so many things, but look at the end of the day, you can say all the magic words you want. You can refuse to pass the bar. You can click your heels and think you're going to go into the land of liberty. And trust me, you're going to go into the land of jail or wherever it is that they want to place you. It's not going to accomplish anything. I feel sorry for these people that go into the courts and fight with these positions, and they have no power. So, you know, anyway, let's stand on our heritage. Let's stand on our founding documents, and let's kick their ass. Probably shouldn't have said that.
I concur.
Gerard, next. Anything else? We'll move to the next caller. Yeah.
All right, let me unmute. Okay, looks like Peggy from North Carolina. Well, that's probably not Peggy.
No, it isn't, but she's asleep, but yet we're still at her office. This is Dan Stanley, down to Carolina.
How you doing, Dan?
Yeah, his voice is familiar.
Try to stay focused on our topic. We really want to press forward on our topic tonight because we're doing a four-hour program tonight. We started at 8. I don't know. Were you here earlier?
Yeah, I've been here from everything from 8 p.m. on.
Okay, so you know the focus. We want to stay focused tonight.
Absolutely. I understand. The truth of the matter is that, if I could say this, back in time, the Roman Empire was one of the most mighty of all. And the Hebrews got involved, I believe this is correct, or whatever, through education of teaching those kids, that Roman Empire was brought to its knees.
The Roman Empire fell from within by their own corruption from within, yep. and lust for power, and they fell apart. Look at there was about 200 families that controlled Rome ultimately. They all had their own god, and it's a very strange setup the way it was, but nevertheless, they escaped the edge of the sword by fleeing out, and then they took over. Ultimately, they took over the Roman Catholic Church ultimately, and that has become a problem. I mean, the gospel still went forward for the longest time, but nevertheless, and God even warned us about that. Not just the Catholic Church, all these churches I have found, in my own opinion, anyway, that they've all gone astray with some false doctrine here and a false doctrine there. But the Word of God keeps you true. I remember when I was a very early Christian, very, very young, I knew nothing. I just started reading my Bible. And I started looking for places because I wanted to, you know, learn. And there was a lot of things, prophecy going on at those days. And you'd go to a church at 7 o'clock and you hear this guy talk about prophecy and all that stuff. But what I took my Bible, and even though I was a beginner, I believe God was, kind of watching my way for me and keeping me straight. Things just didn't make sense sometimes. So I'd read in my Bible and they'd say one thing, and the Bible's saying something else, or they're interpreting in such a wacko way, you know. So you look at the Word and that helps you. But the point is that they have infiltrated our churches, not just the Catholic Church, but all of our churches ultimately. And it's hard to find a good church.
Let's come back and focus back to the agenda tonight, and it's really been documented many, many nights, and tonight was a special learning process, probably, hopefully, for new parties. We need to all band together and encourage for us to become more and more educated, because our trouble is exactly that we have not been involved, as you're trying to teach us to be involved in the right way, and these corrupt people are ruining what's wonderful about American has been. And so I sent you guys email that came, and it was posted. I know you know my good friend Cliff Collins, and you guys will find this email very enlightening concerning our wonderful eminent teacher of, if I could say, and leader, and just tremendous president of all times. He's not perfect, but if we will band ourselves together each and every Monday night and get the the grassroots of what you guys are being a Samaritan for America and for what we've had in the past. And if we do not take heed to what you and Gerard and others, Mr. Brent and countless others that come on here that are in tune with speaking with sheriffs and so forth, we are going to find the fact that what's happened, we have not been, Americans have not been tending to their own business for the care and protection of their family and their future generations and kids. And the decency of where, when we found back in times not too long ago, those men hitting that beach, Guadalcanal, my father knows all about this, which is, of course, he's passed at that time back in there because he was involved in the invasion. Don't want to get lengthy here, but we would like to encourage these particular memos. What is the problem that all people need to understand is they are consenting to this unlawful, appears to be law in these courts, and it's not of de jure. And when you do, you have to learn that you're going to suffer the consequences that Gerard has been talking about even earlier, and Mr. John there countless nights have been talking about. So we need to understand that their premise is, here's my simple message, it relies on in color of law, where there's no law de jure, no constitutional rights, as Mr. John Durash puts it, where there's no due process of law, no court of record. If you're not in a court of record, folks, where that you are being in a tribunal where the outcome is going to be by a jury trial, if you don't have a jury trial and you elect to allow one person, no matter who it is, whatever court it is, to make a decision in your matters that are important to you and your family, you are needing a checkup, as Zig Ziglar says, from the neck up, because you are not in a situation of getting due process of law. That means what our framers put forth together for you to enjoy life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness and well-being and so forth, and to enjoy your neighbors and be able to travel at Thanksgiving and the wonderful situations from here at different times of family gatherings, they're going to be lost. And so their premise is, my message again is, we have consented to allow corrupt others to take care of our business, of our families, and the making the laws, and we were warned by our framers, if the lawyers, and I hope no lawyers get offended by this, and I don't think they should, of the past.
Well, you should offend every bar lawyer, so that's
okay,
other than
anyway,
that.
If you understand where I'm coming from, our framers warned us of this. If the lawyers, and there's about 81,000 or more in Washington, D.C., that controls your life and every aspect of your liberties, and we have got to put a foot against this and down firmly and put it in some cement out there in Hollywood and everywhere else on the sidewalks of America against situations where corruption of lawyers that have already put us in a bankruptcy situation that we were warned by our framers, where those lawyers were involved in squandering our golden assets. So I'm trying to behoove people tonight. The good news is, the simple part is, listen to this call every Monday night, and on top of that, become educated, and you will be seeing complete difference of what you expect for your family in the future, very shortly so, if we all band together. So the good news is that I did send you an email tonight, and I hope you guys will have a chance to look at it that our good friend Cliff Collins sent, and it was posted and very professionally, and it does concern our president. I won't take more time. There's other people
right
here.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. And going back to Jefferson, who served in the Virginia legislature twice after serving or while serving, said that that these lawyers, they talk for hours and accomplish nothing. It's all babble, and they try to squeeze everything, to whatever position they want, and they just don't stop at it, and that's destructive, and that's what bar lawyers do, because they're taught to do that. The bar lawyers also started out in England, and the king used the lawyers and set forth a decree for them, for the esquires that are in America who were bar attorneys. Okay, and that's a position of honor. They were ordered to destroy America, okay, to destroy our commercial activities and to destroy our laws and our systems. Jefferson said that the destruction of America, he truly believed that the destruction of America is going to be caused by the judiciary. He was very concerned about it, and we're going to do a PowerPoint, and we did a paper on it. We're going to do a PowerPoint on that. Now, Washington, he took a different position, and he said that America was going to be destroyed by parties, and both of them turned out to be right. It's a right-left hook, a knockout, or whatever you want to call it. Both the political side and the judicial side. Those are the power structures of America. That's where we need to control. And if we don't have them controlled, they're going to be out of control and controlled by tyrants, and we're going to lose our liberty. And that is exactly what has taken place over the course of the last 100 years. This enemy is nothing new. They've been around for a long time. They go all the way back to 1776. This conspiracy has continued and grown through these families, these banksters, these ultra-rich people, and that have controlled they controlled England, and they've controlled other nations. They've controlled their money. They seized control of us through the Federal Reserve, and they're nothing but evil and destructors. They destroy everything. They take over things that exist, and they're like parasites, and they get inside and they take power and control from inside, and little by little change it and turn it to anti-American. We've got so many things that have been destroyed by them, churches destroyed by them, organizations destroyed by them, Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts. I mean, everything destroyed by these people. They've destroyed the narrative. They've taken over the narrative. They've destroyed Christ in our common language and communications. When I was a kid, the word Christ came up often. Nobody shrugged about that. That was just common going back into the 50s and the early 60s. But now, today, and it's like people are afraid to even say the word Christ. They put an X in for Christmas. It's Xmas. They've X'd out Christ. That started when I was a kid, and I saw that. I was like blown away when I saw, and I was young, and it was just obvious to me, why are they X'ing Christ out of Christmas?
And we are to listen attentively to the Holy Scriptures, which is more important than anything that's on this tube about this propaganda, about this corrupt stuff that's going on about our electing and our president. And when it understands, it says we are to live by every word that cometh out of the mouth of Christ.
Well, amen to that. Out of the mouth of God, period. But yeah, amen to that.
Well, excuse me, God, period. And of course, Christ is there.
Right. Whether in the name of Christ or in the name of Jehovah, same one God. But go ahead.
Christ is sitting there to delegate for things to come, a tribunal, and it better be good. Come follow me if I'm passed on. You, Marcus Daniel Stanlin, or depart from me, you workers of iniquity. It's those two things, and that's important. I will say this, we need to put a foot down, and everybody needs to come to this call, because if you do not become educated and you keep on turning a blind's eye, and the truth of the matter is where your neighbor is being offended for you not putting up a proper stance, you'll be accountable if it comes down to this, that you didn't stand for Christ and his plan for us to have a wonderful country as America, we will be shamed and we'll be undeserving. And that's a shame. That what's happening is the people are just not focusing on what is most important for them and their families. I know
amen to that. You know, if we don't have God, no liberty. You cannot have true liberty without God. That's the bottom line. Our founding fathers truly believed we are the United States, building the United States of America. They believed that they were the new Israel as spoken of in the Bible. And what proves that fact without any doubt, okay, not only read their words and their conversations concerning this, and there's a lot of it, but just the fact that Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, and I think it was John Adams, but John Adams backed out, or I forget the third person, I think it was Adams, but Benjamin Franklin and Jefferson, they were commissioned to do the Great Seal of America, and both of them came up with the same kind of an idea. Jefferson's idea of the seal for America, now I may have this backwards, but you know, one or the other. But Jefferson, let's say, his position was the pillars of fire that separated the Jews from the Egyptians who were trying to overtake them and kill them, and they were caught at the Red Sea, and God put a fire and smoke between them so that they couldn't come and destroy them. And then, of course, he spread the sea. That was his idea of commissioning for the Great Seal of America. Franklin had a different position, a different thought, same idea, but a different way. He had Moses holding up the rod, standing on a rock, dividing the sea for God's people to be able to escape the Egypt behind them. And those were the two great seals that was proposed. And Jefferson came up with a backside also, which was the two individuals that brought the common law into England or Britain back in those days it was called, brought the common law down from the dramatic, there were the dramatic tribes, and that's what America is all about. You know, to live under his law, the Declaration of Independence is a covenant with God, to live under his law, for under God's, under nature's God, nature's God, the laws of nature's God and of nature. And in return, we receive the blessings of liberty. Without that premise, without that foundation, what do we have but just a piece of paper with words from men that have no power, no authority, nor will it have any longevity to it. Every one of those fail all the time. Republics constantly fail. Democracies constantly fail. You know, it's just over and over, men are brought back into submission by other men. And the only way that we can have anything is to have what we were created, our heritage, what the United States was built upon, which is those three documents, which brings us right back under the law of God. And you cannot escape it. People sometimes, you know, they've destroyed through the narrative who God is and the Bible and so many things that people don't even know or they're afraid to bring it up. We have to change that because if we... And I'm really thankful to see how many people are turning to God lately. Any place you go, people are acknowledging God in this movement. Everywhere I see people are acknowledging God. I see a big revival. I see a great awakening and coming to terms and understanding who we are as a people and what law we are under. And for that we have liberty. And what greater, most just law can there be but the law of God? Nothing is more just than that. We've been on too long. We need to go to another person if you want to just sum it up.
Yeah, just very quickly, and because I need respect those other parties. Simply, any of you folks out there tonight find yourself in an unjust, abusive, legal process that you can find remedy if you'll come to this hearings here and become educated and go to nationallibertyalliance.org websites and see evidence. I want to tell you there's good news. It's very simple. Do not acquiesce to these bullies in the, appearing to be, having a court. But the fact of it is, when you find out, the truth of the matter is, if you elect to have a jury trial, you do the protection that is intended for you from the framers. And any matters of $20, folks, I don't care whether it's a civil or a criminal situation, any matters amounting to $20, don't let them fool you. You have the right of jury trial. And the truth of the matter is...
Right, the problem is you got to be careful and make sure you don't have a jury that has been tainted, number one, by a judge, and also the big, big one, is stacking. They stack these juries. You know, I know if I was in a criminal, if I was accused criminally, I would definitely be involved in my own, not representing myself. I'd be making my argument myself. And one of the key things.
Jury selection.
Right. One of the key things is to make sure that you get through the jury selection and make sure you get people in there that are not stacked, because they ask them a lot of questions. And I know the questions they ask. We have their booklets. We posted them online. I'd go right to them. Did they ask you this? Did they ask you that? This one's not. You'd get rid of people all day long. I don't want nobody, you know, coming in and having to answer those questionnaires to get onto a jury. You know, go out in the streets, go out in the highways and the byways, just pull them off the streets. Yeah, you, and pull people in.
Yes, I agree, and the fact of it is those jury that you're asking for have to be of your peers and know your type of work and so forth, and at the same token, if you put in the paperwork, and I'm going to close right here, that you're requesting that jury, that it comes together, preferably a common law grand jury, will write and determine the law exactly, and statutes will not be a pain any litigants, because unless possibly those statutes could be validated by the law of the land. If they're not, if they're repugnant to the law of the land, the Supreme Court will absolutely squash this if you have a fair Supreme Court hearing.
Right. Well, again, you know, the key thing is this, you know, that can only be applied by individuals who are working for agencies or agents of the government, or they're working for the government, or they're involved in commercial activities that is under the control that we gave them the authority under Article 1, Section 8 of our Constitution. Other than that, the general, regular people, none of those statutes apply to anyone. With that, we got to move to the next person because we got a lot of people in the...
About 10 seconds right here. I hope folks will learn about the Nuremberg trials, and I hope that you will also learn about this Admiralty.
We're going to learn a lot more about those kind of trials coming up soon.
We're going to watch them live, right?
You know, if I'm interpreting these things right, and I heard one news guy talking, not calling Powell's papers a complaint, but calling it indictments, and she used the word criminal things in her paperwork. And I understand that she's been working with military intelligence, and of course the name what's the word that she's using, the Kraken, turns out to be a military code word for these kind of activities, and. And so they've been watching this stuff, and on top of that, she's a U.S. attorney. She can bring charges into a federal court. She may already be talking with a group of people who are called in for as a grand jury and may already be seeking indictments, or maybe even already have those indictments as she's pursuing the legal process and pulling that in. I'll tell you, there's something going on, and we know that Trump, when he came into office, you know, Guantanamo Bay wasn't being used for much, and I think a lot of those prisoners are not even there anymore. I don't even know if there's anyone there anymore. But what did he do? He sunk millions and millions of dollars into rebuilding that. What did he do that for? Well, because he intends on using it, I think.
Thanks,
for military
John,
trials.
It's 11:33. I better
yep.
yield. To respect
okay.
The
other good day.
All right. Good evening.
Okay. It says Liberty, too. I don't know. Hang on.
Yeah, just click on him. He's got a camera on.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. Good evening, everyone.
Hey.
Or should I say good morning? It's almost midnight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, so I was late to the early call, the one that started at 8.
That will be posted up on our website under the, if you go up to our website and click on weekly call, we extended the 8 o'clock call, we went right into our Monday night call, so it's going to be all one recording. So that's up there in MP3, and it'll also be up there in video, I believe. And we did play a video. A couple of videos, PowerPoint videos, one for the first hour, and actually we did two for the first hour, and they were very short. And then we did a 17-minute one in the beginning of our new program here. That was, I think, 17 minutes long. Those are posted up on YouTube right now, and you can go to youtube.com/ National Liberty Alliance, or you can go to our website and under education, click on NLA Topics PP PowerPoint videos, and all those videos are listed there also. You can watch them.
I was just telling husband earlier that, you know, it's a shame because I feel like I'm taking a crash course. Like I should have been. It definitely is something this education has to start when you're in elementary school and just be graduating.
Absolutely.
That
When that child for the first time in kindergarten, usually, but we'll say first
mm-hmm.
grade, when that child for the first day in kindergarten steps up, puts their hand over their heart and says,
right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, they need to understand what that means. I
yeah.
pledge allegiance to the flag and to the republic for which
mm-hmm.
it stands. We're, mm-hmm. we're pledging allegiance ultimately to the law of God is what we're doing there. They need to understand
right.
that. They are taking an oath at that moment in time, and they do so every day they go to school until the 12th grade and beyond. And Congress does that, the Senate does that, all the great meetings come together on the political things. You go in. We just saw, you know, what took place with the legislatures out in, what was that, Arizona, I think, today, and the other day it was, I think, Pennsylvania. You know, there's five states that they're going to on that. And they all started off the same way with the Pledge of Allegiance and with a prayer. And I was really, really happy to hear them actually use the word of Christ in their prayer.
But, you know, here's the thing. So I watch C-SPAN and I watch, you know, the House of Representatives and stuff. You know, they go through the motions of that every day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they go through the motions of it. They say it, but, I mean...
Right, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You know, they take their oath. It doesn't mean anything. Look, at the moment they springboard any kind of ism off of their political positions, their platforms, they're guilty of treason. They don't even know what the Constitution... Remember what Biden talked about? Well, I forget what he was talking about in the Constitution. Oh, yeah, he was talking about the preamble. You know, he says, you know the words, because he couldn't remember
right,
that.
Right, right.
You know what
words.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
you see, they don't know anything. They have no respect for it. All they want is whatever their lust is that they will get from the kind of government that they're building. That's what they want, and they don't care about nothing else.
And then another thing that I had that I noticed that I was pondering on was the fact that I was reading something that says that, like I said, I watched C-SPAN, right? So I think it was on, it was on National Liberty Alliance where they were having the closed sessions
that information. Yeah, we have that up on our website.
But now, okay, so now because of COVID, they're using that as a way to have even more of those secret sessions.
Right. But bear in mind, they're all going to jail. No more secret sessions soon. Hammer's coming.
Yeah, I was really upset about that.
Yeah, there's so many things, that these people are doing. There's so much evil. The Agenda 21 movement and thing. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment, the treaties that destroy our liberties that they have with other nations. And let not your heart be troubled. They're gone. Mm-hmm. They're gone. Mm-hmm. In the strike of one great hammer that's coming down on this whole system, then Trump is wielding it. They're gone. It's done. And then, you see, we the people can move into the courts and start to correct so much real quick. The Republic Review, which we spoke about on our first hour, again, you know, we come in, the committee man process, taking control of the courts. We the people will come in and fill that vacuum because there'll be an emptiness. There's no more people making those decisions on the political and judicial processes on the lower level where the people belong. And so we need to go in and take controls and take it back and don't ever let it go again.
Yeah, so that's why I hate that I missed that first hour because I was really looking forward to that.
You'll get it.
I think when they're all gone that we should wait before we go in to fill that vacuum, and we should cherish the silence from all the crap that they give us every day. It's going to be so nice to not have them there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they could just shut up, we'd be better off. Because they do nothing but damage with all their rulemaking and lawmaking. So it's going to be refreshing not to have that anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Once the narrative is gone, and bear in mind, there's no doubt in my mind and my heart, a lot of people in the media are going to jail for subversion. Also,
they're
guilty of treason. Yeah,
they're the worst.
There's no getting away from that. All of them are going in. And but we're going to send a email. I'll send an email out myself tomorrow, and give a note of maybe I'll give just a little bit of an overview, or just focus in on those people who couldn't make it. Go listen to the program here, and then from that point forward, if you got any questions or comments or they want to know anything, come up to our Monday night programs and ask your questions, make your comments. Give us your two cents, you know?
Yeah, because I did confirm, and I think my concern is that I'm going to I missed something, I'm going to miss something.
I think it was a very important overview on... really organizing our nation and bringing things together and what we have to offer and what the power structures are. So,
but the whole thing is recorded. That whole portion is recorded starting at 8 o'clock?
Yep, it'll be posted probably tonight sometime. It usually is, and it may take a little longer because my computer crashed and I was off for about 5 or 10 minutes, probably 10 minutes before I can get back in. So I don't know if there was dead space during that time or if anyone was talking or what. Gerard wasn't there at the point of time. And,
the meeting that was before the 9 o'clock.
Right, right. Yeah, but what happened is we started a meeting at 8 o'clock, and it ran right into our tonight's program, Monday night program. So it's 4 hours long instead of three.
Okay.
So you get it.
Okay, great. All right. Well, that was the only thing I really was wanting to know. But yeah, it's just a lot to absorb. I mean, I'm just digesting a little bit at a time, eating that elephant one bite at a time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, definitely something that needs to, like you said, start at kindergarten. Because when you did the slides earlier, I was like, okay, so if I had started learning, you know, all the principles in kindergarten, then I would be able to digest, you know, the slideshow.
Everything, every single thing that we teach here and do here at National Liberty Alliance, the book that I wrote, Government by Consent, all of that information should be your education from first grade to 12th grade, collectively getting it all together. And again, you know, you'd start with the building blocks. And for us, you know, we're not 7 years old anymore. You know, we're not in first grade. We've got some information and some appreciation and some wisdom from life. And so we can go to the studies we have here. That's on YouTube. These are all building block studies. These are the foundation. These are this is the ABCs of what we're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you. That was pretty much it.
Okay. Yeah, so you can catch the whole thing. I'll send an email out with the links.
Okay,
probably tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Right?
Thank you very much.
All right.
Okay. Looks like we got Jared Adam Richardson.
Yes. Hello, guys. I just want to let you know I respect you all very much for doing what you do. I know you've been doing it for a very long time, and you're very well researched and dedicated to the Republic. So just to say that, have you guys heard about the – I mean, because we're talking about history here, right? We're talking about what we should know, what we don't know, and what the Republic was supposed to be, what it's not, because it's a corporation. So, I mean, the history of what's happened, are you guys aware of the bankruptcies and all that, you know?
Well, yeah, we've done, if you go out to our YouTube channel, you'll see information on that. For instance, I think I'm sharing my screen right now. Hang on a minute, I got to this thing out of my way, and I don't know how to do that.
You know, that was always their plan, to have a war every so many years, to do the bankruptcies and the resets and the
right,
and blame the system on the war.
Right.
And that's what they didn't get this time with Trump in office. They wanted a war, is what they wanted.
Well, the last bankruptcy ended in 1999,
yeah.
And that's, I think, an important point, because what that does is that vacates the Constitution, so there is no Constitution, because it's been vacated, right? That was the contract.
No. You cannot. You can look at what man, what group, what nation, who can break a covenant between a group of people and God? Who can break that?
Well, that would be that we didn't. The
because they did that.
All
that is unlawful. But go ahead. The original signers, what?
The original signers of that Constitution weren't around to re-up that contract, right?
No, it's not a contract. No, it was not a contract. It was a compact between the states. And it was done from the perspective of we the people. And, of course, all these individuals, or a lot of these individuals, got involved in the political process because they felt it was their duty to serve. And so they served. Okay, George Washington obviously served in the war. Then he served as president 2 terms. Thomas Jefferson, he was called twice into the legislature and once as a governor, and he served, and he became a president for 2 terms, and he served. he was constantly really wanting to go home, but he was responding to the call. He was an ambassador for a while. He was overseas, and he wanted to come home to his family. He wanted to come home to his children and to his home. Okay, he wanted to tinker around. He was an inventor like Benjamin Franklin. And,
but
the thing is they when they wrote the Constitution. Bear in mind, look, you have a group of people that were debating and arguing, and they were sharing it with the public through the Federalist Papers, and it wasn't called the Federalist Papers back then, but collectively we call it the Federalist Papers, and there's the Anti-Federalist Papers. All those arguments and debates took place over the course of a few years, and, I think it was in 1787, let me think about this. Yeah, 1787, when the Constitution was finally framed out, then you got the Anti-Federalists. They were coming in and they were making arguments, and agreements were made also that they would add a Bill of Rights, because that was the big focus, to correct some of the problems that might be in a Constitution, for misconstruction is what the words that they use, to prevent misconstruction of law. And so they brought all that stuff together. But listen to what it says. Listen to what it says, you know, in the preamble. You know, we the people. You know, we ordained and established this Constitution for the United States of America, and it was done for we and our posterity. Maybe
right,
I should.
But there was no joinder there between the posterity and when the bankruptcy.
That doesn't have
bankruptcy,
to be.
The bankruptcy did absolutely vacate the Constitution. I mean, it's in that
historical
fact. No,
it cannot vacate the Constitution.
You cannot contract if you're bankrupt as a business, and it's a corporation.
We're not a business. This is not
it's
a business.
It's a corporation.
No, I understand. That's their fiction. They got a fiction. They look at the what chattel to them. Yeah. I understand that. The banksters have taken over the nation. We understand the 16th Amendment. We understand how they imprisoned the people, the 17th Amendment, and took away the power from the states. We know about the Wars Powers Act and the Brentwood's agreement that turned us into a democracy. We're familiar with the fact that the United States was incorporated and that they've incorporated every city, town, and county and everything throughout the United States. But
and
that
every person.
Is all treason, has nothing to do.
And every person.
That's right. But yep. It doesn't matter, because the truth shall always prevail. And look at, let me tell you something, and think about what I'm telling you with this with Trump. Trump's going to make the perfect example of what I'm talking about right now. This man is spending money like a drunken sailor. He has spent $1.5 trillion he pulled out of the Federal Reserve, and he rebuilt the military. He's pulling $1 billion out to rebuild the infrastructure in the United States. He's pulled money and built the walls. He's given money to people. He's sent out checks, $1,200 to every person in the United States, and he's pushing for another $1,200. He's brought forth all of these different economic things to help people to get through this problem. At the end of the day, when we get to the other side and he sets his reset, they don't get to set their reset, he sets his reset. He's already confiscated back the gold that was stole from us back in the 30s and the 40s that
right.
And took off out of this. He's already confiscated and brought it back to America. It's here right now. He's going to put us back to the gold and silver. Do you think he's going to give these criminals who have destroyed our nation and killed so many people ultimately through their laws and destroyed families, put so many people in prison of suffering and taking our liberties, do you think one second that he's going to allow us to be held liable to them? No, he's going to put them in jail is what he's going to do. We ain't spending a penny back to them. They can be giving us for 100 years all the money we want to be able to do all the things and repair everything we want, and it's still not enough. It doesn't pay for the suffering that they've done. They are a fiction at law. They have no power, no authority. They've seized control of us. They're criminals. They're the mafia. They're organized crime, and we're going to put them in jail, and we ain't giving them a dime.
That's
and any
good.
Gold and silver they got, we're going to seize it from them. Rothschilds all the way down to the Rockefellers, the Warburgs, it doesn't matter. It's all criminal activity that needs to be seized, and believe me, the world is going to be singing out. And,
it's satanic. They're that
right.
Bad, it's satanic.
But it has no power or authority over us. We're under
right.
God. period, right. End of subject. They cannot take that away from us. They can say the words. They can create all the fictions they want. They can incorporate anything they want. But it bears no power or authority over me or anybody else that understands who they are and that they are what their heritage is. Okay, that's right. What they need to understand. They can't do nothing. It's all fiction. It's irrelevant. We ain't giving them a dime, and they don't own us as chattel. We're taking it all back, and they're going to pay the toll.
And it is all fiction. Unfortunately, that fiction has been putting people in jail and hurting people for such a long time. But let me just say,
the hammer is coming. But go ahead.
I hope so. The thick red line. If you haven't heard of the thickredline.org. It's just a outreach to the community for cops and law and all. It's a wonderful site, and it's a good way to organize the sheriffs and that kind of thing.
Is it national?
It's Thick Red Line.
Why don't you look at send some information in email with links or whatever to mail.
I have no. Yeah.
Mail at nationallibertyalliance.org. Okay. And we will get it to our contact, our contact here in NLA that's dealing with the sheriffs and the groups of sheriffs, and get that information to them. Let them evaluate it and see if they can pull that and work together. They need to be under the sheriff's wing ultimately, though, because that's the top authority in law enforcement.
Right. I have no affiliation with them, but a couple of things, and you don't have to address it if you don't want to, but. I've been involved with Anna Von Wright and that group. And here's the thing: you're an American. I'm an American. She's an American. I see too much infighting between the groups.
You got to understand that the enemy is amongst us. The enemy is within us. And I will tell you right now, they tried to set me up. Okay, and not only that. Okay. If you listen very carefully to what she's doing, she has come in and destroyed people in two of our states, one in Florida. I don't know how much she had control down there, but one in Colorado pretty badly. And I had to go to their state meetings. They were having meetings down there, and I had to go into those meetings to try to straighten them out. And there was a division with these people because they were following her. They started to elect they didn't even elect anyone. They claimed to be judges. And do a lot of really crazy things, and they tried to involve me in subversion, and I didn't play along with them, and they forced me into a position where I had to report it. Now, these people went to jail, okay? Two individuals, one in Florida and one in Colorado, died in jail, okay? You know, they were elderly, and they couldn't take the stress of jail.
It's horrible.
Now, I'm telling you, she's the Pied Piper, and I don't like to preach against people or anything, but she showed up. We started what we were doing back in 2013, 2014. I know in my video I said 14, but I'm pretty sure it was 13. But in any event, that's when we started. Mm-hmm. 1 year after we started, all of a sudden she shows up, and she's got all this money, all this backing, all this following, and she seized control of a great deal of the sovereign movement, whether it's sovereign citizen or sovereign movement, and she's gathered a lot of people, enticed a lot of people to follow her, and I'm telling you, these people are ending up in jail. Okay? They are creating a government. It's subversion against the United States of America. She's recreating a government, okay, alongside our government. Claiming power and authority. And one of the things they did is they called me on the phone. They tried to get me involved. They wanted us to go and indict people, and they were going to arrest them. I said, well, are you going to do this in the back room of Denny's? Where are you going to put these people? In a basement?
Right.
And they said, well, we'll figure a place to put it. Well, what do you think that put me into a position on that phone call? What do you think happens to me? You think if I didn't report that, I'm part of the treason. Because the law says, and I have to abide to that law because it has to do with my pledge of allegiance and my vows that I took when I went into the service, I had to report that. And we even posted it. It's up on our website somewhere. We posted exactly what took place and reported the subversion. Otherwise, I think I'd be sitting in jail right now.
Let me ask you a question. Is it not true that the United States is a municipal corporation?
Absolutely not.
It's not.
not. The best we can call it is a trust for the people. It's a government that we the people put together. We the people ordained and established this Constitution, which created our government, for the United States to come together with a federal government and state governments collectively. And it's a compact between the states. And that's what this is. Now, it has nothing. Now, they can make all the statements they want. It's all fraud. It's punishable by prison, and they are tied into ultimately, you know, a lot of these people that are involved with this are in government already, so they're already under statutes and codes.
And D.C. is the federal end of that corporation, right?
Well, you're calling it a corporation. It's not a because they've given it a second name that we the people had no part of that. That's the enemy coming
that.
In. So it has no power. No, it's a de facto. It's not a de jure. It's de facto. It's what people think is real, but it's not. Look,
right.
They sold us as chattel. You know, look at all of your money that if you've taken out a mortgage, okay, you don't owe that mortgage that money back no more. That whole thing, the banks, it's just a whole rip-off thing is what it is.
Right.
It's a bunch of digits that they put here and put there, number
right.
one, okay?
Yep.
But, you know, and the banks have no skin in the game.
Right.
They're only really to collect the setup fee. I forget what they call it, but the person who set the loan up, they get a fee for that, and that's it. They're collecting money and claiming it's theirs. Wait a second, hold it. That came from the Fed window. Of course, it goes back to the Fed, too, because they split the spoils amongst themselves. The
right.
whole thing was unlawful.
Completely.
And that was all set up because they did make an agreement when they turned us to chattel, okay,
right.
which was livestock.
And sold
okay.
the children.
Right, all of that stuff. But it's fiction. It's in their minds, in their imagination. Reality is the way one perceived it. As long as the slave believes they're in prison, they are in prison. You become free first in your mind. It's a state of mind. That's where freedom starts.
And it all goes against the words of the Constitution. The words
Amen.
Are still there.
The education is what we need to focus on, I believe. And here's the thing. You said that the judges were... you know, you're up against Roman law, and then you know the two parties that are or where the power is right now is between the judges and these political parties. And what I'm saying is that the language itself is the key to freeing the people from the tyranny of having to depend on a judge to not be corrupt, having to depend on a judge to have some ethics or to follow the law even, and it's the language that's the key that
the truth shall set you free.
Right.
Period. And that of course we're focusing in on God, the truth of God, but that's true about anything. Truth in law identifies with God anyway, but it's true in anything. The truth will set you free. Truth is self-evident. It only takes the time to figure it out. All you have to do is listen to an individual long enough and you'll see their true intents. Okay, it's just a matter of time listening. You'll figure it all out because it either harmonizes with truth or it denies it.
Well, like music is built in a mathematical fashion, and unfortunately, I believe that over hundreds or thousands of years, we have all been dumbed down to the point to where we all speak babble. There's no structure to our language anymore. There's no order of operations, and so. Have you heard of a guy named Russell J. Gould?
Well, tell me what he's done or what he's doing. Maybe I know him from there.
Russell J. Gould was partners with another man named David Windmiller, who he's since passed on. David Windmiller, as Russell says, he had he had made bad deals with bad people, and he tried to separate himself from. I mean, like literally, Clinton got off because of David Windmiller. Because he, you know, anyway, because of the what is means, what is, anyways. And
yeah,
so what,
well, look, it's all babble, I agree.
Right, it's
look,
all,
it's,
but
because the narrative of this nation has been so long the fiction of law. Everything is focused in on that for us to believe. Everything that they do, whether it's in entertainment business or anywhere, or even in the law itself, everything, the news media, the messages from a lot of these people in power and authority that are, you know, are really bringing forth Marxism, you know, all of that stuff collectively has confused us so badly on a national level that people's heads are spinning and they're not even sure, you know, of what's true no more, and how they don't know how powerful truth really is. Okay,
well,
truth is the best cleanser. The light is the best cleanser. You know, there was a, I don't know if I ever told this little story. There was a cartoon I'd seen many years ago, and it's two individuals, a man and a woman, and they're in bed together, and you know, it's an adulterous situation, and the wife comes in, walks in, opens the door, and she sees what these, she's screaming and yelling, and the man gets up very, you know, nonchalantly, and the woman in bed gets up nonchalantly, and they get dressed, and woman picks up her stuff and her pocketbook and walks out the door. He walks out into the living room, opens up the newspaper, kicks back, and starts reading the newspaper, and she's screaming, and he puts the newspaper down. What's wrong, dear? And she just freezes up, you know, because this is where we're at, okay? The emperor has no clothes.
Right.
It's time for people to know the emperor has no clothes,
and let me
that's what
this.
We're doing.
Let me share this with you because this is so important, and it is mathematically certifiable. This quantum grammar, you can say a statement frontwards and backwards.
I'm familiar with that. We've talked with the individual who was pushing that. Might have been the same guy,
Russell J. Gould.
Yeah, look, it's all BS.
It's not BS. It's mathematically certifiable. You can't say that.
Well, look at he tried to explain it to us, and we went through things, and I don't see any logic. I'm mathematically inclined. That's my strongest thing in me is my mathematical abilities, and I understand the balance of things, but when he went through it, He wanted the syntax, I think they call it. We have to speak. He wanted us to write in syntax. Is that what it was called?
Parse syntax. Correct communication. Parse syntax.
I come straight from the heart and from our founding fathers, what they had to say, and what natural law has to say. And I don't have to toy around with those words at all. And I'm not going
to. But you have to toy around with the judges, and that's the problem. So quantum grammar takes that away, takes that power of a judge to twist the words and turn them on you. And that's the power of quantum grammar, is that you don't have to depend on a judge to be ethical. Because
I don't ever have to depend on a judge because they have no business judging me. How does a servant judge a master? I'm the master. He's the servant. How dare does he think he can judge over me? They've turned law upside down and on its head, okay, its ear. We don't belong before any judge at any given time for any reason.
Absolutely.
Except for a contract dispute where we decide, well, it might be quicker to go through a judge, and the courts are righteous, so you go through the judge and you do through equity. But and equity is really applying your contract agreement, you know?
Right.
But no, we're under law. We're not under equity. How dare does anyone think that with an elected individual, some political animal who is a servant of ours, can judge over us and make a decision and judgment on us? Who do they think they are to do that?
Right.
Satan does that. No, we go to God's court. Let God make the judgment upon us because that'll be righteous.
Well, thank you very much. You guys are all patriots. I just thought I'd bring some of these things up because I think they're extremely important. I hope Trump is going to put down the hammer. I really do. And
He will, and I appreciate the call. But I will tell you, I looked at the syntax thing. Gerard, I think you looked at it too. I didn't see anything that could be helpful to me. I'd have to think in a different way and start to manipulate things.
Let me give you one beginning. Any word that starts with a vowel is a negative state of condition. So anything like abdicate, illuminate. So when you take that and then you actually apply it,
if you apply it in a negative way or a positive way, is it injurious?
You apply it in a literal way to find out what the actual meaning.
Well, these people have abrogated the common law.
They corrupted the language, is what they did. So illuminate, you think it means to light up, right? But no, actually, illuminate is the dark. It's the negative state of condition.
Well, that's in the mind of the beholder, though. But I do appreciate what you're saying. But it's still in the mind of the beholder on how they view that word. Look at the 14th Amendment. You can read the 14th Amendment in two different ways. One is destructive, and one is constructive.
Right. So the root.
I choose constructive because. You know, look at Jefferson spoke about this. You always have to look at the positive and the power and the authority and apply that above any other, you know, possible interpretation.
That's the truth. Is what I'm saying is illuminate. The truth is luminous is the root word, which means light. Illuminate means no light. It's the first time the Illuminati have told the truth in the history of mankind. It's true.
Yeah.
So assembly, another one, you look at the word, and so what they've done is they've corrupted the language to take away the meaning, the value in what you're saying. So you can't actually tell a truth because they've corrupted the language. So assembly, root word is semblance. Now, what is a negative state of semblance? And when you look into the meaning of the word, the formation of semblance is the telling of a organization based on the outside structure or the formation of what it looks like. So if you an assembly is the opposite of that, which is a no semblance, which means, you know, how can you have an assembly that is a no semblance?
Well, again, you know, but again, there's a play on words here, and they try to give two, three meanings. And sometimes, maybe meanings sometimes came up from the bad way and turned by the culture to a different way. You know, words in the dictionary sometimes they get added meanings or changed meanings because of the populist appreciation or understanding and use of a particular word. And that could maybe take 20 years before some kind of an effect like that. With the computer age, we got lots of new words that we've used and have different and words that've been around, but we give them different meanings now. Like Google, you know, Google is a number, really, Google, and yet now it has a different meaning also. So things change with the seasons to some degree. The only place it doesn't change, and it's very rare, and it may take 100 years to change, is law. Okay, the meaning of words and laws that have been laid down, both through Black's Law Dictionary, Bouvier's Dictionary, and you start to look at the meanings of different jurisdictions and laws and words.
They
try to change that little by little, and you can see, you know, the fourth edition is probably the most purest, but they've made little changes, or they left things out in the fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth editions. You know, and therein is the problem over time. But that doesn't change the meaning of things. And for the first time, they've escalated in time because to change a meaning in a law dictionary takes 50 years or 100 years to really be able to make that change over a long period of time.
They stole our rights by changing the name of the.
They stole our language too. They've turned citizen to mean something else.
Right.
But I don't care what they do. It's all a fraud. I'm going to call myself a citizen. The United States Constitution uses that word 3 or 4 times. Our founding fathers used that word. There's nothing wrong with it at all. We are a citizen of the United States. We owe allegiance to the country we come from.
Absolutely.
And I willfully give that allegiance.
The language, I really truly think that people need to look at the language because it is our Achilles heel.
Your voice is falling away. Get a little closer to your mic or something.
Our language is our Achilles heel, and it's what we need to start with in school with people, with our children, you know? I mean, it's the language that is taking our power.
Well, let's pick this up another time if you want. We've got to move on. Appreciate the conversation. I think we covered a lot of good things. So.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's try to take a couple more people if we can. It's late. I want to go to bed, but we'll take a few more people.
All right, so let's go quick.
And it's going to be short, please. We'll be back next Monday.
Okay, Patrick Wilson, you've been unmuted. Go ahead.
How y'all doing? I want to know where you get your confidence from that Trump is actually going to achieve what you say he's going to achieve, because from my point of view, he's surrounded by enemies. He used to run.
You don't think he knows that? He just got rid of 13 of them.
Yeah,
he's left them there for a reason. Look at Trump is pretty witty. He wrote the book, which really is really aligned with what is that? The what's that book on war? Gerard.
The Art of War. That was Sun Tzu.
Right. But he wrote his book in line with that thinking. Is my point. Okay. The Art of Business or whatever it was that he wrote. The Art of the Deal. Look, Trump is really a fascinating individual. He is a unique individual. I truly believe he's been raised by God ultimately. You know, he's a type of a Cyrus, if you're familiar with the Bible and the story of King Cyrus. So he's a type of a Cyrus. I don't know. I can't say that there's no one else qualified in the world that could have done what he'd done, but I don't think there is. I mean, he's got the status of a billionaire. He rubs shoulders with these people for a long time. He stayed his distance from these people. He don't get involved with their craziness and their evil things. He knows who they are, but he knows that's the world he's in. He's got to deal with them, and he deals with them on a distance. He's more for the common man than he is for them, okay? Everything he's done and set together, he has positioned this country to prepare it for what is happening today. It took him 4 years. He had to bring this economy back. He had to bring business back, manufacturing back, the steel business back, the automobile business back. He had to build the walls down south. He had to make us self-efficient in oil, gasoline. We are an exporter now and no longer an importer. He has made great deals with other nations. He's taken the bad deals that we had and turned it around. He's brought peace to the Middle East. He's been working with military-industrial complex. He's been working on this fraud thing since 2013. And in 2018, they already had the military intelligence, and he had to go to the military intelligence on this because the CIA was sold out, and earlier on, the NSA was a problem. I think he's corrected that to some degree. So he had to use military, and the military was involved in watching these machines and seeing what's going on and collecting the information and seeing where they were being governanced from. They were coming originally from Spain and over to Germany, and then the machines over in Germany's. The whole thing, the crackle, is a military code word for exactly what we're talking about here, as far as the voting is concerned. He's on top of it all. And if you're listening to X-22 report, he lays it out clearly, plenty of evidence. And then there's like about five or six different news stations out there that are pretty good. And if you listen to all them collectively, along with BCP and X-22 report, and you kind of listen to all of the conversations, and there's another guy out there that's really, really interesting. I forget his name. Epic Times he works for. Do you know that guy's name, Gerard? For Epic Times? He's a great, great researcher. This guy does some great researching and brings the whole thing together. So if you listen to all these different places and you start to tie the things together and you see the consistency, this guy, let's take Dave from X-22. He's been bringing this stuff forth before President Trump. He's been reporting on a lot of this stuff. And I discovered him, I don't know, 2018 maybe. And he has been so consistent on what he has been talking about since I've been listening to him, and everything, the focus, has always come to pass. Trump is in total 100% control, and he looks weak right now because that's the strategy of the art of war, the art of the deal. When you're strong, look weak. When you're weak, look strong.
You ever watch Columbo?
Yeah.
With Peter Falk? That's Trump. He pretends to be a bumbling idiot, and then he stabs you in the heart.
So, right. But we're gonna see all this in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I sure hope so. I mean, look, I wasn't attacking Trump. You jumped right to his defense, and I understand. But,
I wanted to lay the picture out.
I thought he was great because the main thing about Trump I liked was he's so rich you can't be bribed. But he can be threatened, okay? I know he can be threatened. But he's used
Well, you know, do you know Dr. Jander, Dave Jander? Are you familiar with him?
No.
He's reported, and this guy is very consistent. I haven't heard any BS coming from him at all, and he's been right on the mark. And he has said, and he's sent this relentlessly, he's determined to make this point, that Trump has, there's been about one dozen attempts on Trump's life since he's been in office. Helicopters down, all kinds of stuff.
It might have been from y'all. I'm 100% behind him. I support him and all.
The thing that bothers me most with Trump, as far as his enemy goes, is Jared Kushner, who's in his family, and I think dangerous thing. Jared Kushner is a dangerous
guy. Yeah, but I think he's got control over him. He did a good thing, and he utilized that and did a good thing, and maybe he's changing Jared. Who knows? Remember, Trump is his mentor. Jared is not Trump's mentor. Okay, right. Nobody tells Trump what to do. He's run his own empire all of his life after he went out from his father and came into New York City to do his own thing, and he's been his own guy, you know. And coming president, I was so happy to see that he became president because I knew he couldn't be controlled. And here's one thing about Trump and everything he's doing: the New World Order is going down. Okay, it is going down. He has injured them and set them back 100 years, literally. Okay,
It really doesn't look like it
because we don't have control of the media. You got
to. Well, that's it. The people don't know.
Look at the media's out there. Bah bah bah, and they're.
Listen to them. Hey. I haven't watched a network news broadcast in 15 years. I just quit doing it because all they do is lie. Offline from Gateway Pundit and InfoWars and places like that, you know.
Right, right.
Trump is the most transparent president we've had in my lifetime. There is nothing he does that's not televised. It is recorded, videotaped, and posted on the Internet. Everything he does is meetings. Now, of course, there's a lot of closed meetings.
Well, the biggest thing is they don't show you the good things he does.
That's the problem.
One of the biggest sins they do is omission, and they really need to hang for that because it's almost worse than out-and-out lying. At least if they lied
about him, it's treason.
If they lied about him, it would at least bring open the incident. In other words, you could say, that's a lie, but they don't even talk about it. It's worse. Mm-hmm.
They conspired amongst themselves and
they lie all the damn time.
I know they lie all the time, but you know what? A good lie you can defend against. But if they're not going to even acknowledge you or not acknowledge what you did or talk about what you did, and then there is no lie. There's no subject. It's pretty evil. I think omission is very evil.
I'm waiting for those buses headed for Guantanamo. Okay?
There you go. Me too.
Well, I don't think they're going to make it very far with a bus.
I think they should have a lottery.
Unless you're talking about an Airbus, they're not going to make it there.
I understand. There's Florida streets there. I understand. But they got a bus into Miami first. But
yeah, that's true.
I'm not seeing it, all right? I'm waiting.
Yeah, where are you getting your news from?
Well, he just told you. He goes to the alternative.
Yeah, but I mean, who? Is anything particular? I mean, where are you going? Have you listened to X-22 report?
No.
Put that down, x22.com, write it down. x22report.com, okay? He's been thrown off of YouTube a couple of months ago now, but he's still doing his programming. You go to his website, x22.com. There's the free side and the paid side. The paid side, you get the video on it, and the regular side is free. You don't get the video. But you go there, and he charges because, he has to pay for the video. Video is a lot of broadband, it gets expensive. So anyway, go to x22.com and start listening to his reports. He does two reports a day. The only day he doesn't do a report is Saturday, but he does two reports every day. One of his political, one's economic. And he also does about three or more interviews a week. And so you'll find that there too. That's one great, great source of news. Another really great source of news is BCP. He's very careful. He uses code words when he talks sometimes, like, you know, because he doesn't want YouTube to pick up special words to focus in and shut him down. But in any event, BCP is Black Conservative Patriot. The guy is really, he does his work. He does his homework. He's very good at it.
Is that Alexander? Or?
No, you know, this guy, I've never heard his name. He just calls himself BCP, Black Conservative Patriot. Really, really good. Really puts the news out. Epic Times.
Well, listen,
go there. That's another great resource.
I know you don't want to go to bed. I was contacted a couple months ago. I signed up probably 4 or 5 months ago. And I told whoever it was called me, I told him, I said, look, I'm handicapped. I can't do a lot of legwork. But, man, I'd really like to do something. You know how hard it is to find somebody in a county? If you don't know a lot of people, it's damn hard to find people in the county. And the people that I do know that I've spoken with, hey, man, they think I'm a lunatic.
Go on to, what was the name of the program we were using for our Liberty Groups? Meetup.com. Go to meetup.com. Listen.
I typed that in a while ago, and I went to Liberty Group just on DuckDuckGo, and there's 3 or 4 of them that came up.
Where you at? What county, what state?
Douglas County, Georgia.
Okay.
I'm right across
and
the river.
You went to meetup.com, and did you find anybody within reasonable distance?
I just went. Tonight, while y'all were talking, y'all mentioned that fine patriotic group, so I just typed that into DuckDuckGo, and there's 2 or 3 of them came up. I talked to.
If you go there, if you go look at those groups, join them. You can always unjoin them. Get the information. Go to their meetings. They advertise their meetings anyway, even if you're not part of their. Usually, if you're not part of their group, they'll as a member, they'll still put out the information where they're meeting, when they're meeting. Go there, listen to see what they're talking about. You'll meet like-minded people there. They've got all kinds of things going on. And then maybe you can bring National Liberty Alliance's message to them, and then maybe they will join up with us and grab control of the grassroots in their county and get the grassroots up and going, you know?
Well,
we should utilize that. We should get, if 2 or 3 people get together and look for liberty groups within their county and visit those liberty groups, you'll turn some of them and maybe even pull a lot of them together to form a committee of safety that will exercise all of the powers that people have through the committeemen and the juries and the Republic Review and all of the stuff we're doing.
What kind of luck are y'all having getting things enforced?
Well,
that's
we don't
problem,
have to. Look at things take time. Truth is a nail in the heads of thieves and liars and so on. You know, we've served over 100 papers and we've filed them with the United States Supreme Court. We've served papers on the United States Supreme Court declaring all of their sins, and we nail it to the door. It doesn't matter if they respond to it or not. None of that stuff matters. We are placing the truth. And it's just hitting them, pounding them with the truth. Just like, what was that, the Protestant movement, that I think it was the Protestant movement, was it, that moved that way by nailing papers to the door of the church concerning salvation, particularly. Salvation is a free gift, you can't work for it. But in any event, you keep putting the truth out there. We've indicted judges. We do believe that Barr is going to use those indictments eventually. We do believe that. He has to, because if he's going to follow the common law, he's a federalist. I heard him talk. He's a great speaker. He's a constitutionalist, unless he's lying.
Yeah, I've heard him talk, too, but he hasn't done anything.
but he doesn't. Don't you understand? He can't do anything out in the public. His work is behind the scenes. Look at what Jeff Sessions done. Jeff Sessions done tens of thousands of indictments, all those indictments, 90,000 indictments or something like that. Was Jeff Sessions that done all that? And what did Q tell us? Q told us trust Sessions. He's mentioned that many times. And Trump beat him up pretty bad and so on and so forth. But he took the hit. Okay, so now comes in Barr. Now they have all of these and a lot of these on the lower end. Indictments have been opened and executed already, but most of them have not, and a lot of them are a higher level, and they're going to happen. I think it's going to be a big hit, and the military is going to be involved with it. particularly,
well,
of course.
Well, I'll tell you something. I think he's got to use the military, and I was stoked.
Well, yeah, that's why he said he's going to have the military take the inoculations out there and get it to the people. That's just a cover story. He doesn't need the military.
I was very impressed when I saw a video, and he had a portrait of Andrew Jackson in his
office. Yep.
And Jackson,
he knows what happened in 9/11. He was down there in New York City. Him and Giuliani, they know exactly what took place. Okay, and
Giuliani's a globalist too. So
No, he's not. The problem. Look at a lot of these people may look like they're one of them because they were stuck between a rock and a hard place. And if they piped up, they'd be dead. And they did what they could and fought what they could. And look at Trump came in, and now you'll see them all gathering together. And what has taken place with the elections and with Biden and all the people saying, hey, you know, Biden's the president. Well, now a lot of his enemies are showing who they are, aren't they? Okay? So, look at, you know, things. You'll see how things will work out. But you gotta really, Trump.
Gotta have faith.
Yeah, you know, look at Trump. What he has accomplished, you don't think he's not going to finish the job. He doesn't not finish the job. He knew his plan was an 8-year plan. He knew what he had to do. He had to repair things and rebuild things and bring things back before, you know, he can actually hammer them down. Now it's at the time, it's hammer time. But I don't know that anyone else could have done this. He's got a background in bankruptcy and a knowledge of economics. He's a brilliant individual. He's articulate. He learns very quickly. He's a good listener. Everybody seems to love him that knows him, and he works out problems and he gets rid of bureaucracy. I mean, this thing goes on and on and on with this guy, and none of that stuff is in the news, so the people don't know about it. But the people who are looking to the alternative news and seeking out, you know, what's a really good program to listen to is Valuetainment. I don't know if you ever listened to that. This guy is the best interviewer I've ever seen anyway. This guy knows how he does his homework on everybody he interviews. He does an interview every day, and he's a ferocious reader. I guess he loves to read, so he's read lots of books. And everyone he interviews, he reads their books and he does his homework. Now, he does a lot of subjects though, so there are subjects you may not be interested in. And I've listened to subjects that I'm not interested in.
I listen to London Reels sometimes, and
he interviewed this guy from he did a 2-hour interview with this guy on Valuetainment. But this guy on Valuetainment, you know, he touches a lot of subjects. I've listened to subjects that I wasn't interested in, but he's so good at it, he drew me right in. You know, he's just good. So,
well, listen,
it's your source of information.
Take up that much more of your time. I'm sorry, but you've given me a little bit of hope.
Well, you're gonna see the light. Within the next 30 to 60 days for sure. But I think in the next couple of weeks, the hammer's going to come down, and it's going to be biblical.
Well, I'll tell you something. It's going to have to involve some guns and blood because it's gotten to that point. You know what I mean? He's got to jail some people, and if they resist, we got to get rid of them. Yeah.
Well, Q has already said, some of the violence might spill out into the streets, but it will be very short-lived, and they will neutralize it quickly. Okay, so they're already ready for when people realize that Biden is not the president of the United States, and that Trump actually won in a landslide. All of these Marxist groups are going to be hitting the streets. Ignorant people that don't understand, they'll be behind them, they'll hit the streets. And violence is going to start to affect in every single city, you know, all, especially the Democrat cities particularly. And the military is already on call. National Guard has been on high alert for quite some time, and he's ready to exercise the Subversive Act, that was written by Congress from the authority over the Constitution. He's ready to rock and roll. That's the hammer coming down.
Well, to my way of thinking, he should have done it this summer with all that burning and everything, but I don't know.
Well, no. You got to understand. Look, if he came out and told the people what was going on, they'd tear him apart as a conspiracy theorist. You wouldn't. That word would be synonymous with Donald Trump. He knew, and again, Q already mentioned it, the people have to see it. We have to let it be seen. That's why he didn't interrupt the states, you know?
Yeah,
when the states called him in, he went in and took care of business in 30 minutes and it was done.
I heard that theory, and it looked like it worked. And then the election came up and all this mess, so, you know, there's a lot of worried people.
Look at Q said also back in 2018, he says they said that the election for 2020 is secure. Don't worry about it. We got it under control. The code word for the event to prevent this, okay, was Kraken or Cracker. What's it called? Kraken, I think.
Kraken. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the code. That's a military code word for a covert action that they've been working on since probably before 2018. They've been watching this for a long time. Trump talked about this back in 2013. Okay. So it's already in his mind. He knew what was going on. So everything, look, you got to show the people. Who could ever believe that Biden won more votes than any president that in the entire, any president in our nation, ever?
But
he won more.
That doesn't say much about America, does it?
Well, he didn't,
no,
though, is the point.
No, it doesn't.
It's not possible.
I think Trump had a greatest victory in history of our entire country, probably. But
well, anybody watching, if you're watching the legislative, look at, they're visiting all the legislators of the states that's involved. Arizona, and that's the one I think that was done today, Pennsylvania, and he's exposing it all before them. The legislators, the state legislators are acknowledging that this is, you know, look at, the vote's going to be fixed. He's fighting to really throw out the bad votes, and you're going to see the huge change in numbers. And if he wins that way, there's no need to continue to push toward the Supreme Court. That's why the other side of this coin is the criminal activities that's going on as far as, you know, about against the criminal activities by Powell, Sidney Powell. She's bringing that side of the thing up. Because if Trump pulls out and says, I don't need to go into the court to win the election, and he gets the election, and he can get it in numerous ways, they can either, you know, agree upon certain votes to be thrown out and just count the right votes.
I don't trust the electors.
Yeah, but the electors in this case is 37 states are on Trump's side. They're Republican controlled. And it's one person per state, okay?
If it goes to that, yeah, he'll probably get it.
There's no doubt about it.
I'll say one last thing. When the violence starts, the people that I know, the ones with the brain, we're not going to be out in the street fighting those idiots. We're going to go to the people who allowed it to happen. They're after our families. We need to go after theirs.
Well, look, all we have to do is sit back and let Trump clean house.
County commissioners, sheriffs, police, the legislatures, the governors, those are the people we need to go after, not those idiots in the street. We don't even need to engage with them.
Well, look, the plan is in place. The violence will be very short-lived and quickly dealt with. That's the word that we've heard numerous times, as a matter of fact. So I don't think there's really a concern with that. Let the militia go in and do their job, and if they need military background in the Marines, they'll pull them in. That shouldn't be done on American soil, but I'm not going to argue against it at this point in time.
I think it's legal. He can use.
Look, they got a big problem. I'm going to tell you what you're talking about: the legislators and the sheriffs and the local county executives that have done all this stuff.
Yeah.
Everything they've done is on record. They have record of all their crimes. And once he wins and they realize that every phone call, every email, everything they ever said, they got copies of, these guys are going to be running like rats from a sinking ship, because we can prosecute every one of them county by county, and we could do it ourselves, but the information is there through the military intelligence that's available for us. And I mean, look, you know what they did. You know what the local guys did in your county, you know, but they also.
Our county was one of the four that was called out for, besides Fulton and DeKalb in Atlanta. But Douglas was one of the ones that was called out for massive fraud. Okay, there was Walton, Floyd, Fayette, and Douglas County.
They're all going down, all of them. And I don't know, you know, Trump likes the art of the deal, so what I think what he's going to instruct them to do is he's going to instruct them to go in and make deals with those who will speak. He's going to turn them on each other is what's going to happen. They're going to eat each other up. So some of them are going to get the opportunity to turn state's evidence. I'm telling you, it's going to go down like dominoes is what's going to happen.
And a lot of people that people may think are the bad guys may be just ignorant and stuck between a rock and a hard place. So, you know, we can't what we have to do is sit back and let the National Guard under the rule by, you know, Trump himself, let them handle the problem. They got it under control. We've been told not to worry about it. They've already been dispersed, the National Guard is on high alert. And they've been so for quite some time now. And remember what Trump said: as soon as that pharmaceutical is ready to go, you know, for people to get the shots, he's going to have the National Guard to move with speed in order to get it out there, because that's going to happen simultaneously, I think, because it's all coming to a head. And that's just a cover story. That's a cover story. He doesn't need the National Guard to disperse this stuff. Well, we already got an infrastructure set up in the medical.
Don't tell me.
Oh, I'm not taking it either. So. I agree with you.
Not only no, but hell no. I don't want to be a zombie.
Yep.
Listen,
all right, well, anyway, we got to move along. It's late.
Yeah, it's a great show. Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you. Do you want to try to take a couple more, or do you want to go to bed, Gerard?
What time is it?
It's late.
It's 12:30.
It's past 12:30.
Yeah, we should shut down. I gotta get up early tomorrow.
There's still a few more people in the queue. We apologize we didn't get to you. I know we get lost sometimes, but the conversation sounds good sometimes. We can't let it go. But we'll be back, Lord willing, next Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and hopefully everyone will join us again, get involved, get educated, get active. Let's get active on the grassroots level. Let's take back our republic. Let's save it. Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming.
Good night.